to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Curious or confused, get information or a pamphlet at most pharmacies or a health clinic. If you need help, see a doctor.
Here's a hip tip for you. Candles are an easy and inexpensive, portable, quick way to make any home into a romantic environment. They are available everywhere, even at drugstores, hardware stores, and home improvement outlets.
Yes.
Buy as many as you can carry, spread them everywhere. Dim or turn off the rest of the lights, and admire how much better everything, including you, looks.
Thanks, queer.
Just be sure to blow them out before going to bed.
That's Tom.
What was that, Buzz?
That's Tom. Tom with an H.
I agree with that candle thing.
Yeah.
Tom the queer.
I totally agree with that.
He's one of them.
That is
I love
right.
candles in my house.
Hold on a second.
I don't have enough.
I got a million of these things.
They can be dangerous.
Hold on. Number eight.
If you don't blow them out.
All right. Cut number eight.
Repeat after me.
Okay.
I am worthy,
Of
couture.
Of couture.
That's Carson.
Carson, yes, sir.
Carson,
repeat
queer.
After me. I am worthy.
Okay, hold on.
Worthy.
Johnny, are you ready?
Yes.
Johnny, listen to the queer eye guy.
All right, very good.
Repeat after me.
Yes.
I am worthy.
I am worthy.
Of couture.
Of couture. Yes, thank you. That's a wild, wild stuff.
Okay. Bush, you know, I've got the fake page of jokes here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I've got other stuff here about Bush.
Yeah, Bitman. It's pretty busy here in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of George Bush jokes. God.
Hello. Hello there. The military has released a list of abuses of Iraqi prisoners.
Mm. I think it's positively appalling what the military's done, Ms. Hathaway.
It's pretty serious. Apparently, the prisoners were forced to listen to the new William Hung CD.
Oh, that's very funny, Ms. Hathaway.
What are these jokes?
And Mr. Shannon. Money.
So he's on TV today.
Yeah, both.
And Buzz and I are watching him up in the office.
Mm-hmm.
He's on TV at 2 o'clock
mm-hmm.
today, 11 o'clock out on the West Coast.
Live. Damage control.
And he's up there with the King of...
Jordan.
King of Vitaman. Jordan. He's up there with King Vitaman.
Love their almonds.
And here's what he says. Well, at first he said, this is just such great, George Bush is so dumb material.
Mm-hmm.
They ask him a question about Rumsfeld.
Right.
You know, should he resign? Are you going to fire him? Everybody wants to know what you're going to do. And here's the first thing he said. I wrote it down. Buzz was in the room with me.
I'm not exaggerating.
He takes a moment because it's the first question.
Right.
And he goes, Donald Rumsfeld is a good Secretary of Defense.
That's it.
That's the best you can... That's your opening?
There is no higher praise. Did he say good or very good? I don't even remember now.
Maybe
you wrote it down.
Maybe it was very... Yeah, maybe... Is it very good?
Very good.
And then...
He took a page from a proven political strategist, though.
Sam Huff.
Sam Huff will make a good congressman.
This is Sam Huff.
That was his slogan.
That was.
And then listen, here's the thing. I'm not trying to get all political on your ass, but I just watched this thing. Here's what he said. He said, I was talking to the king.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the king, well, that's what he said, I'm talking to the king, and I told the king,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for all of the injustices done.
Now, you're going to hear in the press today that Bush has said he's sorry. He didn't actually say, I'm sorry, to the camera. He says he said it to the king of Jordan.
And right. As soon as he says, I said...
He said it to the King of Jordan and when it wasn't being recorded.
He's relaying this now at this press conference. What he's and understand, listen, follow me here on what ABC does. I don't know what the other networks did.
Okay.
We're watching on Channel 7. So he says, I told the King that I was sorry about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, on the bottom of the screen, in big letters, like, you know, when they have a warning or something,
right.
It says, Bush apologizes.
So this is his way of apologizing and not really apologizing?
You know, here's what it's like, though. I don't know why it's so hard for this president to say he's sorry. It's like...
I was wondering, you know, is this some sort of strategy? Do they think that somehow, if he does... Because he didn't do it on Al Jazeera.
Uh-huh.
If he comes out and he apologizes to the Arab audience... That's going to be construed as weakness?
But he's
admitting you've done something bad.
But he's saying to the Arab audience and everybody, I'm sorry if you were offended by those pictures.
Which is the technique you and I have used for years.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry if that hurt your feelings.
But we are DJs.
DJs. Right.
But we are DJs. Anyway.
Right now, it's a mess. Would we not all agree that it's a total mess?
Not pretty.
And Mike, this is not a gag from a Bitman. Let me see. There's a woman who's written the George W. Bush quiz book. Some of these are obvious.
Is this a joke or
is this
real?
This is not a joke.
Test your knowledge about our president.
The name of the book is the George W. Bush quiz book. It will be unveiled tonight at a Manhattan book party.
Okay.
And the correct answers are all true, I believe.
They are. Every answer is true. Now, there are some where... It's just stacked that you know.
Right.
Okay. Like,
right.
For instance, one of the questions is, how did he make his fortune? And your choices are, he hit the big one with the Texas oil well, got a huge advance for his campaign autobiography, having used various family connections to raise the money to buy the Texas Rangers, having withheld $135 million of corporate welfare out of the state, with levying sales tax to build a new stadium. I mean, you know, so you can get that that's
very political.
But there are some others that I think are pretty interesting.
Okay, and the correct answers, as Buzz said, are all true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, they are.
All right.
And as a matter of fact, I'll start with the true or false.
All right.
During an appearance on the Letterman show, George Bush found out that his glasses needed cleaning. As the show's producer, Maria Pope, leaned over the desk to talk with Letterman during a commercial, George Bush leaned forward in his chair, grabbed a corner of the woman's jacket, and wiped his glasses with it. True or false?
True.
True.
That's just funny. It's a funny mental picture.
This is like a backwards one. Oh, and God, we've got to start the show here in a second.
Oh, okay.
What was not the favorite pastime of George Bush as a young boy? So there are four things here. What was not? Three of them were a favorite pastime. Which one was not?
She don't like.
No. Hold on. Which one? Mike, a young boy.
Oh, yes.
Young boy.
Okay.
Which was not a favorite pastime?
Not a favorite pastime.
Playing baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Reading? Collecting baseball cards? Blowing up frogs with firecrackers?
Not a favorite pastime. Reading. One? Reading.
Again. Yeah. Complete.
But he did blow up.
Apparently so.
Complete George W. Bush's defiant statement about the terrorists.
All right.
Quote, a direct quote. They will not tie America hostage. They will not hold America blackmail. They will not squeeze America hostile. They will not blow America down. Which did he say? Did he say they will not...
I will say he said all of them.
No, he only said one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did he say they will not tie America hostage?
Mm-hmm.
They will not hold America blackmail? They will not squeeze America hostile?
I'm going to say hold America blackmail.
Or blow America down. And once again, Mike, yes.
Is that the one?
That's the one.
What?
Good job.
And finally...
They will not hold America blackmail.
Finally... In an interview in the Houston Chronicle, given in the year 2004, so it's this year.
From our favorite city.
How did George W. Bush describe his wife, Laura? My much better half. The lump in the bed next to me. The sour cream in my coffee. The only woman I've ever loved. Come on.
I will say my much better half.
No. He described her as the lump in the bed next to me.
Oh, man.
Wow.
There you go.
Hey, how about that quiz?
That's like not from Bitman. That's from some dope that's written a book.
Hey, now.
So, yeah.
Hey, you.
Hey, now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. And here, oh, hold on. You know, you're supposed to, there's the door. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, honey. All the uncles are coming in. Kill them. It's a big Spiewak family reunion. You're the uncles. Hi, Julia. Oh.
Based on a true story,
right.
He was a neo-Nazi.
Rob.
One true enemy.
Uh-huh.
Himself.
Yeah.
A man of faith.
Uh-huh.
A man of faith. And
yeah.
His soul is torn apart.
Yeah.
Your discretion advised.
Look at all my boys. They're whiter than the ditto sheet. Hi, Mike.
Hi,
and
Rob.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hot Pocket and all the ships at sea. They come strong with it. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. This is a new episode on this Thursday, 05/06/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, bud. Yes, it's May 6th, odd 4.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful day.
Oh,
call
yeah.
us from anywhere in America.
A day I've waited all year for.
877-365-3636. That's the nationwide number.
Enjoy this, because it will be the only one. This is spring.
From Canada, call 800-636-1067 at Washington, D.C., where the weather's great. 202-432-1067 if you listen to us on WJFK-FM.
Yes, for those people listening in the greater Washington, D.C. area, our home base around this country, it is spring. Today is spring.
Yes.
Spring.
Tomorrow will be summer.
It fell on a weekday this year.
Anyway,
it's you're right. It's a nice day. It's a beautiful day. It's a day. Thank God for today.
Tomorrow it will be too hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works, right?
Yeah, but listen, I hate it when you make me into the role of the optimist.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
consider that it will go in one day. It's gone from 50 mm-hmm. now to 70, and then it'll be 80
More like 75 today.
But it'll be 80 like from tomorrow until when, August?
Yeah. It'll be 90 from now until.
I won't
August.
Complain. Remember how awful it was.
I know. Yes. I'm simply making a statement.
It was cold and it was raining all the time.
I'm simply making a statement that we don't get the northeastern spring per se in this area. We have one day of spring, then we jump right into it. And then we're going to have horrible, terrible flying insects crawling all over
That's
us
good.
Pretty soon.
Oh, you mean the
enjoy
the
today.
John cicadas?
The cicadas are going to be coming out.
They're good.
Hold on, give me a second. Where's my cicadas?
Cicadas are coming. And they're getting more hype than they've ever gotten before. There's more media hype on the cicadas than there ever have been.
You know why?
Yes.
Because it's easy.
It's easy stuff, absolutely, for everybody.
Bugs that will be invading the Washington area in 9 days. They come every 17 years, and this, I'm not kidding, this is the sound that they make.
Really?
And they make it goddamn loud.
Yeah, you can hear that during the summer way up in the trees, but this is different. I mean, these guys are going to be all over the place.
Burrito rock and roll! Burrito rock and roll! Anywho.
With their red eye.
We're ready with the John Cicadas.
Good.
We're ready with them. Oh, boy, we got so much stuff to cover very early in the show. And, yeah, it's beautiful. But don't worry about it. It'll be hot, and then you'll be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and would you like to do just a wager as to what day? I mean, you usually like to predict things. What day are we going to see our winged friends? What day do you think it'll be? Will it be tomorrow? Will it be the middle of next week? But do you have any particular day that you think we will see the evil red-eyed winged creatures from hell?
Winged?
Oh,
winged.
They've already announced. It's 9 days.
What do you mean?
I saw it on the news.
They know to the day when they're going to come? I thought they said the ground temperature has to be a certain...
They're you can see them in various spots in the metro area, but they're arriving on May 15th.
Mm-hmm.
They can
track them because you can dig down into the ground
and
see how
the
far they're... And also see how far they've come up.
How they're progressing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, larvae and
on
bugs.
Fox this morning, they had the big thing on the news with the countdown. Countdown to, I know it's cicada. I like to say cicada because it's John Cicada.
Out where I live.
9 days.
days.
Out where I live, they're already out. We can't even see the next door neighbor's house.
And how big are they out there?
The ones that we have are usually about the size of if you put wings on a squirrel.
What? Are you sure they're not flying squirrels?
And didn't you also recently get that 10.5 earthquake where you live?
You bet we did.
Yeah.
Knocked me right out of bed.
Still picking up litter.
Fell on a bug.
And the house would have fell over, except thank God the tornado pushed it back up.
Absolutely.
You know what else I read today is that if you live in areas that have had a lot of construction. I've had a day already. In the last 17 years, you won't see as many.
Really?
Because they've upset their nesting grounds.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Love you, but please move away.
I'm just trying to get my car out of the sinkhole.
Step away from the microphone. Step away, Rob. American Idol. Oh, and incidentally, here I am busted his balls for talking too much on the microphone, and yet in real life, once again, foolish girl that I am.
Yes.
I'm saying to myself, I'm not going to call Rob during American Idol.
Did you guys have the Princess phone line connection going last night?
I'm ashamed of myself. Even when he picked up the phone, he said, I can't believe you're calling me this early.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm just such a girl about American Idol.
Ouch. Did something spur you on to call him?
You know, I don't even remember what it was. It was just whatever Simon was doing or whatever. It was something.
It was really something.
Anyway,
important at the time.
Just remember this, friends. It's George Huff, you heard it here. He's out.
I give you 100% credit for that one. You stood by George Huff. I was sort of hoping that the DeGarmo would be booted off. But
So anyway, that's American Idol. The TV show that's really pissing me off is Friends. Listen, just go. Really, just go. The last one's tonight. But just go.
I want to know if I'm in a minority as people that I don't care.
No, Mike, everybody cares. Trust me,
you care more than you know.
Everybody cares.
I will not watch it, and I will not, like Tebow it, and I will not care.
I'm going to tell you the truth, that tonight I'm going to say I'm not going to watch it. It's on at the same time at CSI.
Yeah.
I guarantee the last 10 minutes, mm-hmm. I'll turn it on, because I'm a faggot girl. I'll turn it on to see if Ross and Rachel get together. And I know, of course they're going to get together, because that's the only happy ending they could have on the stupid show.
I haven't watched
that. That I hate.
I haven't watched it for years.
Anyway, it is too friggin' much. Last night, here's all I ask of my Wednesday night. 8 to 8:30, mm-hmm. That's dinner time with the family. 8:30, it's American Idol. 9 o'clock, I like a little West Wing, and I like Law and Order at 10 o'clock.
No West Wing, no
Law
and Order.
That's my Wednesday lineup. I'm saying to Frieda last night, hey, come on, watch the West Wing. She said, no, it's a Friends show.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no. You're out of your mind.
It's the Friends precursor show.
They ran two episodes of Friends last night. Then on their Dateline show, it was like a big self-pleasuring session with all of the various stars. And then today, they've got Al Roker.
I'm Stone Phillips. Let's find out what's inside their heads.
Who's on the set? And it's all just so nuts. And I'm thinking everybody's belting themselves into this frenzy. People are having parties, mm-hmm. and people are emotional and crying about this.
Am I the only one that thinks that Al Roker looked better when he was fat?
And then, listen to this. If in case you didn't somehow get in this hysteria, which in some places is reaching Super Bowl proportions,
mm-hmm. really.
People having parties and people renting halls.
Wow. Yeah. Viewing parties.
Just in case.
Final episode.
Just in case. They're going to be rerunning it like 5 days.
Yeah. Really.
They're going to rerun it.
Is it a one-hour episode?
Yeah. First, it's like Seinfeld. It's a one-hour clip show.
Okay.
Then it's the one-hour big finale.
Wow. And before that, on many local stations, the syndicated version of Friends will be showing the very first episode of Friends tonight. So it's just massive frenzy.
Just get lost.
I have one question: Is what's her name? Lilith? Is she coming back? Is she gonna be? Is she gonna be walking
again?
Into the
once again, you are mistaking Frasier with Friends. They both start with F.
Oh! All right. Okay.
You
all right. But I liked her. Damn! I always do that.
Anyway,
well, I wish her the best of luck.
Just go away. And here's why I'm feeling this way. It's not necessarily the overhype that it's getting. It's not that people are connected to the show and sad that it's. I can relate to all of that. I can even appreciate the hype.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't like is the features that I'm seeing now. You know, what will Matt LeBlanc do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what will Matthew Perry do? Okay, bulletin. Here's what he's going to do.
You mean what will they do after the show?
Yeah.
Right.
Here's what Matthew Perry's going to do. Every single day, he's going to go to his bathtub. He's going to fill it with $500 bills. Then he's going to pour in vodka, and he's going to take a bath every day for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Right.
For the rest of his life.
They did get a lot of money.
Yeah, and then he's going to get on
a
private
plane.
Well,
they get a lot of money, and now they get money forever.
Forever.
Yes.
From the reruns.
So this is the angle now that we've gotten to. It's beyond. It's the last episode. It's TV history. It means a lot to people. People are going to be bonding tonight. Mm-hmm. Now it's finally gotten to, but what about the friends? Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, they all got hit with the lucky stick.
Yeah.
Oh, they absolutely. All got hit with the
They'll
lucky stick.
They'll be fine.
Stick. I said this for years, and then I kind of liked the show a little bit, but really, they're no friends of mine.
Really, you always wonder what they're going to, like, I'm wondering what Deborah Messing is going to be wearing. You know?
Mike, that's the gay show.
Again, what?
Although some would say Friends is the gay
Will
show.
Will and Grace, you're thinking of.
Oh, me. Of course, I'm sorry.
Different.
I misspoke. I'm out of my depth.
And I don't watch Friends enough to really be able to critique it as sharply as I would like.
Will they bring back, and this is a legitimate question, mm-hmm. will they bring back my favorite episode, my series of episodes, Marcel the Monkey? Will
I
they
don't
bring
think
back?
No.
Are they, well, forget it then.
Mike,
I'm not watching. Yeah.
One of the many pieces that, you know, and I'm guilty of the hype. Here I am screaming about it. How do I know all this? Because I've either seen it or read it.
Mm-hmm. But you,
the people on the show, the actors, the famous friends, they didn't like the monkey, which is why they got rid of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. They didn't like doing scenes with the monkey.
But didn't you take
God,
a hiatus?
How do I know that?
Didn't you take a hiatus from Friends and then come back?
Yeah.
Didn't you take a break and come back? And look, you came back just in time. I took a hiatus. I never returned.
And
now you get to enjoy all this hype.
And the worst, then tonight, and I won't be watching it, but they're on Jay Leno, and Jay Leno is doing his show from the set, and they're hoping that it's going to be like Cheers, where all the people from Cheers got drunk and got obnoxious, but I don't think they're going to, because they're the
Matthew
friends.
Matthew Perry will.
Because they're the friends.
I'd like to see Matthew Perry, like, eat about 15 Vike and, you know, go out there and go, let me tell you something, Leno.
Anyway, just...
it'll be like our show yesterday.
Go away, friends. Oh, yes, and Mike.
Yes.
How are you feeling, my friend?
I feel great. Good. I feel fantastic.
Good.
You know,
there was...
It's not like we're making any kind of, you know, dramatic departure. It was just a simple adjustment in time.
Yeah.
And actually, the adjustment in time benefited me. So I feel much better than I would normally feel on a day like
that. All I know is that there was a very tall bottle of Jameson's that was killed.
Yeah, you ask me tomorrow how
at the end of the show.
Right. Ask me tomorrow at the same time, and I'll tell you how I'm doing then. That's
okay.
It.
That's
is something happened tonight? Or?
Well, Thursday usually, you know, kind of a night out.
Not the Friends thing, though.
No. Okay. No way.
All right.
No. Well, yeah. Actually, it is a Friends thing. If you really want to be specific.
It's a good Friends thing. But your friends don't live in a gigantic warehouse-sized apartment in New York for virtually nothing, I'm guessing, since they all really have jobs, don't pay anything. And,
rent control.
And listen, what man would live in a house that has a purple wall and like yellow flowers painted on it?
Really?
I don't know whose house that is. If that's Monica,
is that Joey's?
Monica and Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
the main
know.
Apartment you're talking
the
about?
The main apartment.
Yeah, I don't remember the flowers, but I do remember the purple wall.
How many years ago, I'm just
like
trying
Pee-wee's
to track...
Like Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah. I'm trying to track when I actually was interested in Friends. How many years ago was the Smelly Cat where she sang the... Where Phoebe sang the
like
song?
Like the first season,
that's
isn't
when
it?
I didn't
no,
watch
not
it.
The, no, not that...
What?
Back that's when I didn't watch it. I couldn't tell you.
I thought you did watch it at the beginning.
No, I watched it
no,
after...
we talked about Smelly Cat.
I love that song.
Smelly Cat.
But she did Smelly
Cat. I laughed out loud.
She did Smelly Cat for a long time, though.
Yeah.
That was like a recurring... You know, it never got to the status of how you doing, you know, but Smelly Cat is popular.
You don't think that...
I just heard your glass.
You did?
I heard it.
You didn't think that Smelly Cat was Rob?
Rob, what happened there, Robbie? What the hell was that? That was like a 10.5 earthquake.
He's having a day.
Rob just walked around the room. What'd you knock over, boys?
No, the studio's falling apart.
Oh.
This big panel fell. Here, I'll
see it. Yeah, I know why you didn't like the first season.
Why?
Because it was in black and white.
See, this panel... It fell off the side of the studio there.
Knock that with the microphone. Let's hear what is it. Okay. What is that?
Fiberboard.
Nice piece. It just fell off?
Yeah.
Just fell off.
You know, much like The Price is Right, if you go backstage at The Price is Right, the game show, you see all these shiny things. They look so modern. But the fact is it's all made of plywood, much like everything in this studio.
Yeah, almost identical to the studio, except even far away, the studio still looks like a pile of
absolutely.
Crap.
Absolutely.
Here's what we do to fix that. Send it to my house. This is what I've decided now.
Good idea.
Anything that anybody needs fixed. Send it to my house. I am not kidding today. Listen to the circus that my wife has going around the house. I don't even want to breach it, but just briefly today. This morning, And incidentally, the bathroom, which is now in week number 9.
Your shower up and running yet?
Negative. There is a toilet in there.
Yeah.
There is a vanity in there, but there's drop cloths, and I mean, you can't...
Okay, you can't use it. Your floor put down yet?
Yeah, the floor is down, but it's such a mess you can't use it.
Right. What the hell are they... I don't mean to say this, but I've been holding my tongue. What the hell,
Mike,
are they doing?
It's Planet Frida. It's Bizarro Frida,
God.
Who is ordering, you know, I mean, I don't know, the goddamn things that go, there are mirrors that swivel around and have like cabinets behind them.
It's been such a long time, you're probably going to answer no to this question. Are you at all excited about when the finished product is?
No!
Is it going to offer you anything unique and special?
No, I'm not, because now for 9 weeks, I've been I'm living the life where I'm upstairs with my wife in the bedroom, and then in the morning or at night, I leave, because I have to go, I went to my son's room before he came home for college, now I go all the way down to the basement.
You're a displaced person.
So what I have to do, I get up in the morning and I go past the guys that are working in the bathroom, and I go, hi, and I open up my underwear drawer and pull out my underwear and socks and get my clothes and walk downstairs to the basement with them. Today, here's what's going on today in my house. What was that for?
Are you getting your underwear?
No. I go to the drawer and get out.
Slowly.
The Hanes.
Peel out a fresh pair of briefs.
Today, this is what this crazy woman has going at the house. There are 3 separate guys working in the bathroom.
Okay.
There are 2 other guys that are doing something on a cabinet. So, you know, the new plan is I make it, she spends it. I mean, more than ever.
That's
so
new?
So there are 3 guys in the bathroom. There are 2 guys that are working on a cabinet, and they're doing the stuff with the saw. They're going, you know, everything's custom. Nothing is just like you go to Walmart and buy it. Everything is custom.
Okay, all right.
And on top of that, the cleaning ladies are there because now we need them 2 days a week.
Right.
Since Bart's home and since the place is torn up, we need them 2 days
a week.
You're
supporting your American economy.
I'm telling you. It is a freaking circus at my house. And I apologize to the cabinet guy today. I was speaking to the dogs. Mm-hmm. Many times, the only people in the house...
And we're going to get these horrible things out of here, all these people.
The only people in the entire house that listen to me and understand what I'm saying. And one of the guys heard me as I walked past with the little dogs, and I said, boy, oh boy, can mommy get one more goddamn guy in this house today?
Oh.
What do you think, boys? Can it get any goddamn crowdeder in here? And I look up and, oh, there's the guy.
Uh-oh.
There's the guy that's been in there slaving doing whatever it is that she's ordered.
They're going to say, yeah, we're all done, Mr. Source. You'll walk in and like go right down to the basement.
And as with the King of Jordan, you told him you were sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm telling him now. Yeah. This is my way of telling him. Yeah.
Very good.
Well, no, I won't be like Bush. I'll tell that guy right now. If you're listening, I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm really, really sorry that I said that.
It's going to be a special bathroom.
It better be. Yeah. You know what?
Do the guys that are working on your bathroom all sound like Will Ferrell after he hits the dart in old school? I mean, I'm just wondering why it's going so slow.
You're funny.
I'm tired.
Oh, you're crazy.
Let me just say to him, if he's listening, I felt sorry.
Yeah.
I felt sorry that I said that to you. Not even to you, just that you heard it.
Sounds like it's going to be the most special bathroom ever.
Well, listen, all I know is that eventually, you know, this is what she keeps telling me. Everything I'm putting into this house, we're going to get eventually. Everything we're putting into the house, we're making it an investment.
Oh, you mean you're going to get it back?
Yeah, we're going to get it. We're going to, you know.
Resale. Here,
I don't even need to sell the house. And listen, I'm wound up today. it would be fine with me if the house just lifted up like in The Wizard of Oz,
right,
and just fell right on my wife.
Not that attached. Oh. You'd be kind of comfortable if you know, as long as you have the right TVs in there, if you were in one of those Airstream trailers, right?
No, Mike, I'm not. Listen, I know you like the trailer life.
Have you seen the new ones?
I'm
serious, because they're really beautiful.
Oh, I know they are. I've seen them.
You used to talk about them all the time on the show. And I don't really mean that. I don't really want a house to fall on my wife.
No.
But I think it would be funny if I came home today and her feet were sticking out like in the Wizard of Oz.
I've been looking around our area, and there's a housing boom here in the Washington, D.C. area, like many parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking at houses. I've been looking at a place because, I've got to get a place. I'm tired of renting, and I want a place of my own. And the time has come. But the fact is, I was on the internet looking at those trailers, and those new Airstreams are... No, they are really beautiful. What
if you decide to seriously live in a trailer instead of a house, I promise I will help you with the rent. or the mortgage, whatever it is.
You'll pay for part of it?
I would pay for part of it.
Really?
Sure, I would consider it a work expense to be able to talk about you living in your trailer.
That's cool.
And you would clearly have the shiniest house in town.
Ah, but they're beautiful. And some of them are, you know, they're not cheap, boys.
I'll buy your first tank of propane.
They're nice. They're very nice.
Propaniac.
Well, I mean, aren't you attached to propane when you have a house? A lot of people live off of propane.
Sure.
Sure, I do.
They have an underground tank or something, or an above ground tank sometimes.
An exchange.
Yeah.
You head out to the exchange. You can take a nice hot shower.
I really do believe that the housing prices around our area are literally insane right now.
Well, they're everywhere.
Nuts.
Everywhere. But here, you know.
But here it's just a little crazy.
Well, you know? Some would say it's crazy in the Bay Area. It's crazy in parts of Detroit.
All the big cities. Yeah. I just can't bring myself to pay the prices that people want.
What's great is that once you have the trailer, you already have a reserved spot for it underneath the station.
Mm-hmm.
You would have the shortest commute.
I'd like to keep it there because if you had it underneath the station, you'd be like the Apollo astronauts when they used to come on the aircraft carrier. You know, and they stayed in the secret
compartment. All right, they had to be by themselves.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Beautiful piece of equipment. Yeah.
You know what? That's the only thing that might even interest me, is the fact that because I am such a recluse and such a hermit, I might opt for the trailer simply because I know I wouldn't have to see anybody except my family.
I think I've got it on the brain because Bush is doing that tour with the special trailer that you were talking about yesterday.
Yes, America Can bus.
The great bus that's been refurbished. And I just looked at that. And, you know, I'm all about minimal space now. I'm all about why do people need all this space? And,
it's not me. And, you know, now that I think about it, it's really not me. And I love my house. Uh-huh. I love where I live. I love everything. I just, frankly, if it was my house, if I was the man of the house, it would be falling down broke. But at least I wouldn't be all upset every day because the God knows how many strangers. And our front door now. Just open.
Right.
I mean...
The stand's open.
The door is just open because it serves no purpose to shut the door, because if you shut the door, 2 seconds later, another guy's showing up, ringing the bell, driving the dogs crazy. So now, listen, our prices are insane.
Mm-hmm.
Our doors are open. My house is under siege. Under siege again. And I'm down in the basement. I'm down there in Grandma's bathroom.
Ooh. Have they given you any light at the end of the tunnel? Have they given you any indication that
this
is going to be completed?
Here's what I heard today. That the glass for the shower,
yeah,
they've finally figured that out.
Is that custom too?
I don't know. It'll take 3 weeks, though. It'll take at least three more weeks.
To come in?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they got to come out and put it out. And put it up and do everything that they got.
You are, you know what? I think you're more patient than you let on, because I'd have a shot.
The three S's. This is all I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right?
The three S's.
We all know.
That's all I want.
That's all any man wants.
And it's a grown up bathroom in my house. The bathroom downstairs. Let's face it. It's nice. It's my mother in law's bathroom for when she comes to visit. It's like, and the other bathroom is my kid's bathroom.
Right.
It's just. And I can't use my wife's bathroom. Oh, no, because that's my wife's bathroom.
I'm more curious now because it's been going on so long. But you're going to probably not. I do care about things like this. Is it going to have, like, super great water pressure when you get to... I mean, is the shower thing going to... You don't know.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope so. For your sake, after all this is done, I hope everything is, like,
I hope it's super deluxe. I hope it gives me sex. I hope when I sit down on the toilet, it gives me sex.
I hope it's one of those showers that when you take the shower, it's going to be coming at you from all different angles.
No.
I hope it's one of the...
No, it's not. The shower head is up there.
Really?
It's just a regular shower?
That's a nice one.
Right.
It's a nice big one, but it's a shower head.
Hey, way to mention the sponsor, Buzz. I'm a big believer in that.
A lot of people are.
Anyway.
How was your water pressure before the incident?
It was. I'm not as hung up on water pressure as you guys are. It was good.
It'll be about the same, probably.
Man, I like to be knocked through the back wall.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? That's why I like the great city of Las Vegas. Seems like every hotel room in Vegas, you get knocked through the back wall.
Which is weird for being in the middle of the desert.
Exactly.
They do have the water pressure.
They know how to do it.
Well, you got
to
wash the cooties off people. The people have been
when I'm in a hotel, the harder the water pressure, the better, especially in a hotel, because you want all the cooties off of you.
Hey, Robbie, we'll break and then we'll talk to this guy.
I don't think he's very busy.
Okay, you know, we finally got a hold of Jay Maynard.
Oh, good.
Everybody, listen, can I just say, thank you very much. I took up about 15 minutes of your time. You have just saved me $75 from going to see a therapist.
That's wonderful.
That's all. Just, you know, to complain about my house under siege. Mm-hmm. And the great news is these guys, I'll say this for them. You know, I can't think that they're screwing around because they work every day. They're there every single day.
It's a big project.
With their lawn chairs and their coolers.
their donuts.
Hey, here comes the owner.
It's driving me
crazy. Hey, the owner's coming in here. You know, act like you're busy.
No, they're the guys. They're like the guys on The Sopranos. Sitting out in front in their chairs.
Didn't that bathroom toilet get installed yet? Hey, shut up. Okay, I'll be back later.
Are you saying I'm gay? Are you saying I'm gay?
Hey, you like to go to a Yankee game with me? All right. That's great. Here comes the owner.
Jay Maynard. Remember we had him on the show about 11 days ago? Something
Tron
like
guy.
That? The Tron guy from the internet?
Tron nerd.
He did get his 5 minutes of fame. Actually, it's more than five now. He got 5 minutes on our show.
Up to 10, at least.
Yeah, it's got to be up to maybe 10 or 12.
Yeah.
He was on the Jimmy Kimmel show Monday night. We've not heard the tape of it yet. We'll listen to the tape, and we'll talk to the Tron guy, who you heard first exclusively on the Don and Mike show.
Very good.
And he's ready to talk about his adventures with Jay, what's his name?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes. With Jay Kimmel and Jimmy Leno.
Likes to play clips and have him comment.
Okay, you got it. We'll do that.
That's wonderful. Rob, when you talk to him, does he sound like he's full of himself?
Once I got past his people, he was fine.
he doesn't have people besides like his mom, does he?
I was simply joking.
Okay. Thanks for pointing that out.
You know, you need that shower finished. You do. You need to have the
You're
water.
Telling me.
Amen.
You're freaking telling me.
Mm-hmm.
8 weeks, 9 weeks. Now they're saying three more. We're talking about 3 months for a bathroom, for a place where I go to go.
Even right. Floors,
Batman mirrors.
Yeah, I know, but still, Buzz.
Someday, it'll be the greatest bathroom ever.
If we ever come over, if I ever come over, and I know I don't come over that often.
You're always well. I'm not kidding. You're always well.
I know I am. Can I come up and see it when it's done?
If it's done.
Because I'd like to see it.
Sure. Let's see. How long? We're working together. We're going to work 5 years. You know what? Maybe it'll be done in 5 years. Maybe sometime it'll be done.
Be a double celebration.
It'll be done. Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious because it's been so long. I'm very curious to hear about the finished product.
And when I'm totally done with it, and this I'm not exaggerating about, the one part of the bathroom that apparently is going to take months to get there is the tub.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, you can't just go to the tub store and buy a tub.
Hmm. Oh, and you don't tub it either. You shower.
No, I never use a tub, but she wants it in there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to install just for Frida, because it's the tub that she wants and she'll be using. Mm-hmm. It's in the main bathroom. A beautiful, the big tub, and right next to it, a nice electric radio. So she can listen to the show while she's taking a bath.
Somebody's been on the internet again.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, honey, how you liking that? Oh. Oh. Oh, gosh. Hello? Hello? See, I figured that would be easier than actually trying to figure out a way to get the house to go up in the air like in the Wizard of Oz and come down on her. And it's
don't even get me started on your heated floors and a possible toilet backup. Possibilities
yeah,
are dangerous.
That's how I'll die.
Right?
She'll call you up one day, hey, guess what? You know, King Vitaman was taking his morning, and guess what?
I told you, when you're using the commode, wear your boots.
And I gotta get her a radio to go next to the bathtub because a toaster is just out of place. She'd never buy that.
Did you see that story this week about the guy who tried that?
The guy who tried what?
He tried to push a radio. He set up the bathtub for his wife with candles and romantic music. And with an extension cord.
I thought that's why you mentioned it.
No,
God is my witness, this is a big story about a guy that got into on the internet to a website that explained how to electrocute someone.
Mike, I swear to Christ, I
his
have
wife
no idea
was in
what
the
you're
tub.
About.
He, you know, tried to be nonchalant and he nudged it into the tub. She caught it.
Quick reflex.
And then got suspicious and found out that he'd been on this website.
She checked the history on the computer and
you
he'd been to websites how to electrocute people.
Swear on my good life, I had no idea.
Henderson, Texas, 34-year-old man, going to prison now.
Really, we have to break, but I'd be interested in seeing that story. we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Would you be a dear?
Dear.
I was on the phone with my cunny honey, my wonderful child bride of almost 23 years.
Yes.
And she and I will chat tomorrow on the radio about this. I think you'd be surprised at what the girl had to say to me.
Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. You seem pleased.
I do.
Wow.
I do. I don't.
She pleased you greatly.
She did. Mm-hmm. She did. I don't think she'll be electrocuted.
Well, that's
like,
nice.
The man who set up a boat, I can't believe, you know, I try to stay
I really
top.
Thought you were saying that in reference
no,
to that.
Yeah,
me you too. Know, you know, here you are. You not only, stay up on today's headlines, but you actually ingest them. You know something's going on, even though, you know.
I missed it. I totally missed it. Everybody knew it except me.
You know what something really, what happens sometimes is, in a circumstance like that, you might even be, like, drifting off. And then you hear the story and you just absorb it.
Subliminally.
A man set up a bubble bath for his wife with candles and music, tried to electrocute her by pushing a radio into the bathtub. William Joseph Wolf, three names, watch out.
Always.
34-year-old emergency room nurse. Hello, he's a man with three names and he's a nurse.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Falker?
The formula.
Guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Arrested on charges of attempting murder. It's the kind of case you'd expect to see on Columbo, said the police chief. Teresa, the wife, the wonderful wife, don't believe her husband moved the radio from its usual place in the bathroom to a bench near the bathtub and had an extension cord running into the other room.
Oh, that's so nice.
So he's real suave.
Why does everyone assume he's at fault?
So, things are cool at home, and Big Mama has told me she'll get on that.
Excellent. Let's save that story.
We'll chat tomorrow, and also, my wife is very bizarro that once again, everything that you know, it's the greatest ride that you get it at Six Flags. It's called the Mood Swing.
Yes,
you remember when she was on the show a couple of days
Step
ago.
Step right up and enjoy the fabulous Mood
very
Swing.
Very scary.
A couple of days ago was that she wanted to do like some Buddha Zen. She wanted to fast, and that she didn't want to fast. And that she didn't want to go out for Mother's Day because she wasn't going to be eating.
She just wanted to stay home, lie on a bed of nails.
And blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, boom, I've decided I'm not doing the fast. And yes, we must go out. We all must go out for Mother's Day.
For pizza.
Yes. So, Mike, are you bugging my house? Yeah, that's right. For pizza. Whatever we're doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It changes from day to day. Jay Maynard. On Jimmy Kimmel. Jay Maynard, Tron guy.
Yeah, I applaud
from,
that.
From the Don and Mike Show, goes on to bigger and better things.
Now, we didn't get deep into this the other day, but apparently he was fabulous on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Wow.
Wonderful. Okay, here's the actual interview with Jimmy Kimmel. Let's listen to a second of it. Hold on. Is this it, Robbie? Okay. Oh, no. This is our music disc.
The Jay Maynard theme music.
Jay Maynard, of course, the guy who's on the internet with the instructions on how he made his Tron suit.
That's right.
Here he is. Oh, this is at the theme. No, here he is being introduced by James Kimmel Monday night
here.
And if that's not enough, you remember the movie Tron?
Oh, he's teasing him here.
Yeah? Well, it was a good movie. We found this guy named Jay Maynard. He's very popular on the internet. In fact, you've probably seen this website. It's been going around everywhere. That's Jay. And he's famous because he made himself a Tron costume. Now, again, this is a guy that we had on the show a couple of weeks ago. If you want to see him, and you know, you're like the last person that hasn't seen him yet, just do a Google search.
Mm-hmm.
Tron suit.
Yes. All you got
to
do.
And he's the number one search.
Mm-hmm. He pops up right to the top.
It'll be Jay Maynard is the guy.
Just recently, 22 years after the movie came out. And he also sent us a videotape. We'll show a clip of that.
The costume itself is mainly a bodysuit and paint. As you see, there's a christening on the back. That is the Tron identity disc. And it is used to carry all the information about a program.
Yeah, right.
Just a sample.
Yeah.
And good news, ladies, he's here tonight.
Good mind.
So
only one of them, though. One other thing, Michael Jackson was rained on Friday, and of course, all the wackos.
Anyway, there you go. So he's on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. We had him on our show. Let's get him on the phone now to congratulate him.
Jay Maynard.
And find out what's next for Jay.
Yeah. See if he's still riding this wave. See if he's if something else is going to come his way. Like a series of Jay Maynard costume shops.
That'd be great. All right, we're going to make contact now. There you go, calling. He lives in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, and he's expecting.
He's expecting the call? Jay Maynard. Not on his cell phone this time. We're calling him directly in the basement of a science building.
Wow.
At his home.
Hi.
507.
Thought that might have been Mom Maynard.
Yeah.
Mommy Maynard. Mom!
Okay. Try this. Aye, aye, aye. I hope that was an operator error. The fact that a woman answered surprised me.
Yeah. That's why I guess Mom.
Jay?
Waiting on Jay Maynard to pick up the phone.
Tron Man.
The guy with the electric suit.
Sure he's ready for the call?
I spoke to him.
Maybe he's still in the bathtub.
How long ago did you talk to him?
2:30.
2:30?
Next to the radio.
5 till 4.
The Maynard family.
You got a cell, Robbie?
I do up at my desk.
Sorry, I'm flying around my house. I'm flying in my fantasy land.
We've been waiting since Tuesday to chat with him.
He's very difficult to get in touch with.
We talked to him on Monday before he went on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. No, listen, it's not even a machine. Or do you think he's screening us out? No, he agreed to be on the show.
Well, they made fun of me, and now I've gone on Jimmy Kimmel Live. They'll see how they like this.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel didn't make fun of us.
Not at all. Treated him with the respect that he's entitled to.
That's right. Do you remember the thing that Buzz found on the internet? His, like, personal log that when he wrote the day after he was on the show?
18 pages, right?
The diary, yeah. I heard an MP3 of my appearance on the Don and myself.
I'm just going to relax and enjoy it.
Okay.
He's got a pretty good attitude.
Okay, he's not.
He does have a fine attitude about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't take away from the fact that he is what he is, though. And he still is.
He's not there. Well, until Rob brings down his cell phone number. Hold on a second. I got something for you, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Let me see.
I always like a little something.
Something somebody sent in.
Sure had a little something yesterday. I like that little something.
You had more than a little something yesterday.
That'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
My wife got in the car. And please, somebody shoot me the next time I say my wife. I've just said her name like a million times. Or said my wife.
My wife. Freedom.
Please shoot me.
Yeah. Well, she is your wife.
I know,
but I've
said it a million times on the show.
The old ball and chain.
Well, I've called her that before. Anyway, at one point
that lump in the bed next to you.
at one point yesterday, she had been doing something, work or something, and she called me during her break. She said, "What is going on there?" And I said, "It's Cinco de Negro," or whatever we were calling it.
Mm-hmm. Negro
said,
de Mayo.
She said, yeah, I know that.
Ninja de Mayo.
She said, "But what's going on with Mike?" I said, "Mike's kicking back and partying."
Yeah, they brought me a little something, and I looked at Don. I said, "You mind?" And Don said, "Drink up, Shriners."
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Robbie. That's the 2-2-3-5.
It's always my favorite George Carlin line. I always say, "Drink up, Shriners," when I see a couple of them.
And then, do.
Yeah, he's expecting the call. We can try and sell, which is that.
All right, we'll try him one more time. Then I got a special for Mike, just in case we don't get through to the Tron guy.
Very good.
Come on, Tron guy.
TJ.
We got him. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hi, Jay. Jay, it's Don and Mike.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Thank goodness you're there. Jay, how was it being on Jimmy Kimmel in your Tron suit?
It was a blast.
Cool. Were you treated with the proper amount of respect? Did they treat you like a star?
Yes, they did.
All right, let's go to, hold on, let me put Jimmy Kimmel's tape back in.
We have some highlights.
What we'd like to do is get your thoughts of the interview segment. We're going to play it now down the phone, and maybe, Jay, you can tell us what you think, okay?
Okay.
Tell us what you were thinking as this was happening. Remember, you heard Jay on this show a couple weeks ago that Monday night on Jimmy Kimmel with his Tron suit. And listen, how many hits are you getting now on your, is it a web page that you have?
Yeah, it's on a server that I don't have control over, so I don't know how many hits I'm getting.
Are you getting a little payback for that? Are you getting some money out of this deal?
No, not
Not yet, I'm not.
Oh, no, Jay.
He might give them a call.
Didn't you? Did you get scale for being on Jimmy Kimmel?
Actually, I don't know what I'm getting out of them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, why? How did they handle that with you?
They handed me a stack of papers and said, here, sign this.
Ooh. Oh, golly.
At this point, I would assume that I'm going to get something.
I think so.
But I don't know how much.
But, you know, I'm concerned about the website. I mean, you really do have one of the most popular sites on the web now, and you ought to be reaping the rewards of that. Have you talked to anybody about maybe trying to cash in on your fame?
No, not really.
And listen, I'm no expert in television, but I've got a SAG card, and I do watch it all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that if you make an appearance on like Letterman or Leno or any Ellen DeGenitals, any of those shows, if you're on as a featured guest, there has to be a minimum.
Yeah, you have to get like paid scale
$4.75 or something like mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
Well, if they send me a check, I'm certainly not going to send it back.
Well, all right, so you got a good job, right, Jay?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, what's your regular job, Jay? Did we ever ask you that?
I don't know if you did or not, but Jimmy did. I'm a computer consultant.
Oh, a computer consultant.
All right, so you're not totally obsessed. I just think you could make a lot of money about this thing.
All right, here he is now on Jimmy Kimmel. It's Jay Maynard, the Tron guy.
And since the breakup this evening, as kids, I think we all remember dressing up as a superhero or a character from our favorite movie. But when a 43-year-old man from Fairmont, Minnesota does it, it's unusual to say the least. Our next guest has turned his love for the 1982 movie Tron into an outfit, and he's become very popular on the internet for doing it. Here he is, Jay Maynard, everybody.
Yeah. Now, Jay, at this point, are you nervous when you're walking out?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
And you had to love the fact that they're playing the Tron music.
Yeah, actually, they told me up front that they were going to do that. And it took me a while to figure out what they're referring to, because there is no music for the main title sequence of the movie.
Ah.
What's playing is the end credits theme.
Oh. The end credits theme.
What is it that they're playing, Jay?
The end credit theme.
Yeah.
When the credits are rolling, they play that in the movie.
Right.
Okay.
So remember, Jay is a nerd, and he knows these details.
All right, here we go.
You got the Prysmian in your back. Mm-hmm. And how is that lit up?
This is electroluminescent wire. There's a battery hidden under here.
Oh, really? What kind of a battery is it?
A couple of double A's. I'm wearing 10 double A batteries and a 9 volt.
Is that right?
Yep.
To power the uniform or just for fun?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both? Now, tell us about the movie. How old were you in 1982 when it came out?
I was 22.
22 years old. You went to see it, and what happened?
And that was the first movie I ever paid to see twice in the theater.
Oh, really?
And I've only done...
Wow, that's the sign, mm-hmm. right? If it's one you pay twice to see.
Yeah, you know, Jay, the one thing I was thinking when I heard this the first time, you were under the weather, right? You sounded like your voice was pretty well cooked. Was it because of all the interviews, or did you just get sick when all this was happening?
No, I had caught a cold pretty much independently of all of the rest of this. I've been pushing my voice fairly hard, though, because of all the interviews, and as you can tell, it still sounds kind of bad.
Yeah. Jay, I have to ask, also on the show that night, my favorite television star, Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
Did you get to meet Jim? Did you spend time with Jim?
No, I didn't, and I'm disappointed by that, because I would have liked to meet him, too.
You didn't get a chance to meet him? I thought that, so there's no paneling, right? You were on and gone? That's the way that worked?
Actually... he was over in the band area the whole time I was on.
Huh. Oh, right, yeah. Right, Robbie told me that. He was jamming with the band.
Oh.
It's a pretty mean harmonica, too.
Jay, really, listen, we don't want anything but the best for you. You really should get with a web host to get your own jmaynard.com, or if someone's stolen that name, get another name for yourself, because this could be a real cottage industry for you. I mean, I am not kidding you when I say you could sell T-shirts. Now,
I would think, Jay, you know that, right? I mean, you know your way around the internet, obviously.
I can register the domain name and find a host and do all that fairly easily.
Jay, you don't sound. Are you really just not really that interested in doing that, or what?
At this point, I don't know if you know. Right now, my star is burning bright because everybody's been hyping it. I don't know how much legs it's got.
Come on now. Right. Hold on. Don't you think you're more talented than William Hung?
Depends on what kind of talent you're talking
about. I'm talking about having a long career with the public, whether it's 6 weeks or whether it's 12 weeks or whether it's 24 weeks.
Think about this, Jay.
You know what, Jay? You got legs.
Jay Maynard's authentic costumes. I mean, you really, anything's possible,
now, Jay.
Jay,
Jay, Here's something I wanted to ask you, I guess on Monday before you went on the show, and I forgot. The Tron movie was made by Disney, right?
Right.
Now, here's my question. Since you're out there, maybe somewhere down the road going to make some dough off being the Tron guy, have the Disney monsters called you yet, or do you expect that they're going to call you to say, you know, this is our intellectual property,
right.
You're the Tron man, I'm Michael Eisner, take that spandex off?
They haven't said a single word to me.
Hmm. Good.
And
good.
If they do, I've got a couple of lawyers. I can at least get some decent legal advice.
There you go. Wonderful. All right, way to go, Jay.
And, Jay, just between you and I, if it ever gets to Disney, ask them about Smith and Eisner.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a little something going on there.
That'll shake them
we
up.
We have a little intel on
it's
that.
It's a little like on The Simpsons, you know, Mr. Burns and Smithers.
Yeah.
It's a relationship like that, and Eisner is the Mr. Burns.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Jay, if you don't mind, a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
A personal question. When we've had to change the tone of our show a little bit since, who am I kidding, a lot, since the FCC thing happened, but I could still ask you this. If you don't mind, man to man, the last time you had relations with another human.
Oh, when?
Yeah, when?
Yeah, because, you know, we're figuring, Jay, with this newfound fame, if you're not making money, I mean, the ladies are just going to be, you know.
Oh, it's been pretty recently. It's been within the past few weeks.
Very good.
Past few weeks?
Not surprised. Oh.
Since you were on our show, has it happened?
Yes, matter of fact, it has.
It has? What about since you were on Jimmy Kimmel?
Not since then.
Nah.
Not since then?
Interesting.
You know, on the internet, I bet there are Jay Maynard groupies all over the place. Have you thought about modeling any outfits, other outfits on the internet? Like maybe, you know,
well, if I make more costumes and I...
Boba Fett from The Empire Strikes Back? That sounds like a good one, you know?
Mike, you know what? There you are being theatrical, and I'm thinking practical. I'm thinking Superman.
Simply...
Oh, but too basic.
Is there another favorite character?
He's got the body for it, though.
Right.
Remember the side angle.
There's somebody you'd like to dress up as next, if you were going to continue this.
I'm still trying to figure out what to do next, but it won't be a superhero. I mean, I could make an overweight program fly. I can't, let's face it, you know, I can explain away the difference between me and Bruce Boxleitner. I can't explain the difference away between me and Christopher Reeves, Tobey Maguire, that bunch.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Okay. Well, I'll give you one difference between you and Christopher Reeves. You can walk.
Yes, that's
don't
true.
Sell yourself short.
And you know, listen, Jay, who's to say? Who's to say that you're not the Tobey Maguire for a new generation?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Or at least, or maybe the previous generation who's been sitting in front of the computer too.
Yes, now Jay, listen
whatever.
To me. Now, Jay, I'll tell you, I'm 45. How old are you?
I'm 43.
Mike, how old are you?
I'm 44.
Buzz is 60.
Mm-hmm.
Rob's in his early 30s. You know, frankly, I like Spider-Man. I love the movie.
And you like uniforms. You know, you have a love of uniforms, too.
I do. That, yeah, well, we told them that day on the show. That part was not untrue. However, who am I to say, Jay, that I might not be able to relate better to a character, a hero, that was more my own age?
More real.
I'm watching Tobey Maguire, and I'm thinking this is just like The Amazing Spider-Man when I read the comic book.
Jay Maynard's World of Fantasy.
But when I read the comic book, I was a kid.
I'm
an adult. Now I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Now my favorite hero is Jim Belushi.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you could take his spot. Maybe the J-Man.
Mm.
Jay?
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Jay, listen, I just think that there's a lot of ways that you can go on this. Have you been contacted by anybody else for an interview or any publicity?
This is like my seventh or eighth radio interview, and I've got another one currently scheduled.
Oh, good.
Well, you got to cash in, Jay. We're here to help you. If you want to brainstorm, we'd like to see you stay, you know, past your 15 minutes of allotted fame time.
And if and when you come up with something new, call us first.
And I tell you what, I'll make you a promise, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
When your 15 minutes runs out, when you think it's run out, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's next week, you call Rob.
Mm-hmm.
You call Robbie, the guy you've been talking to.
When you're feeling like a forgotten man, Jay.
And here's what we're going to do. we're going to pay, we're going to fly you to Washington, D.C. to be on our national show.
Right.
We'll put you up at a nice hotel.
Yep.
You come in, you wear your Tron suit on our show.
Absolutely.
We'll put you out front of the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Let you talk to people. Did you
greet people.
You did something like that on Jimmy Kimmel, didn't you?
Yep.
He sent you outside.
And
right?
We will do that once you think the whole thing is over.
Yeah, but
when you think it's dead, when it's no more, you know, when, hey, nobody cares about me anymore, that's when we're going
to
dive on.
Bring it back to life.
And that's a promise. When you think it's dead.
Hopefully when it's hot.
The J-Man and his nuclear donuts of destruction will show up outside 10800 Main Street in the beautiful CBS building. Jay, that is a promise.
Because we like you, Jay. We like the way you've handled all this.
Yeah.
First and foremost, you are a good sport.
Yep.
And, you know, we think you can give more.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I will definitely take you up on it.
And I'd like the opportunity for you to be like my grown-up Barbie doll. I'd like to be able to dress you.
Do you think?
I mean, not personally, not the way that Gelman dresses Regis, but I mean,
know. How about this? Do you think maybe you would deign to throw on one of your costumes the day Jay was here? I am not saying that to put you on the spot. I'm just saying I know you love to do
just
that.
Think about it. Mike, it has really.
You've got several that are in mothballs
right now. It has been years.
It has.
Since I have worn a costume to work.
It has.
It has.
Certainly in your 30s.
Thank you for that. It's been at least 5 years since I've worn a costume to work. I will, Jay, listen, I'm not kidding. Don't forget, the moment you think the bubble has burst, call us. We'll fly you here immediately on the CBS dime. That's it. We'll put you up at a nice hotel. We'll get you good and drunk, and we'll get you some action.
Okay.
All right, Jay.
Sounds good to me.
You take care, Jay.
All right, and Jay, listen, really, look into that web thing, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Jay, make some money out of this. You're still hot.
You're a computer nerd, Jay. People should be going to jmaynard.com. .tron.
That's clever.
Yeah. jmaynard.tron. All right, Jay, best of luck to you.
Thank you much.
Oh, and how was Jimmy Kimmel? Was he nice?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good.
Good to
hear.
He's
a good guy. They've not called from Leno or Letterman, huh?
Not yet.
All right.
Hang in there, Jay.
Thanks, guys.
How about living it up with Kate and Allie and...
Mary Kate and Ashley?
No, it's who's the...
Jack and Allie.
Jack and Allie.
My God.
I know, I'm going obscure.
Turn that down.
Really obscure.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes, Jay Maynard, and I can't help but when I'm talking to him,
twice.
I just feel as like he just wants to get back to his bag of Cheetos.
I think he'd kill on The View.
do you get the impression when we're talking to him, he's just not a motivated guy?
Well, that might be exactly it.
I disagree.
Just out of his element.
He's motivated to do his
look
whole
at those
thing.
Pictures on the web.
He was motivated when it wasn't a job.
Yeah.
Now mm-hmm. It's a job.
But mm-hmm. Mike, see, if you're lucky, you love what you do.
Absolutely.
And perhaps for Jay, his future can be making Tron suits.
Tron suits.
And appearing on TV and radio shows.
Mm-hmm. But what have you always said? Love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life.
Amen right. to that.
You know, when we do get Jay out here, I think it would be a great opportunity to invite everybody to get on his website, make their own Tron suit, and come down
and greet him.
And we could have a Tron party for Jay Maynard.
A big nerd party?
He would cry.
You know what? If we did that, I promise I'd pull one of my uniforms out.
All right. And I, you know what? Well, I have no uniforms.
How about we get you a nice dress?
I'll go in drag. Why not?
You've never turned down an opportunity to put on a dress.
It's what I love.
Generic drag, or could you be Lucy for me?
I could be Lucy for you. I'll wear the muumuu and a red-haired wig.
Ooh. All right. Well, Rob... I imagine he'll be calling you within the next 48 hours.
The next 20 minutes.
Yeah. So you might want to get that hotel and get him a plane out
sure.
here.
I'm so lonely.
Right away. That's Jay Maynard. And Mike, this thing I had for you, my friend, you are just going to have to wait.
Really?
Something for Michael. We'll be right back. I said we'll be right back. I pressed it, the button.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've never had meatloaf this good. What do you do to it?
My secret is I only use fresh tomatoes. Never canned. And to give it that little extra zip, I mix in some Spam with the ground beef.
Ah.
Can't get this in a restaurant in New York.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they're not real radio personalities.
Now operating with a 7-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. I got a shout out right now. If you don't mind. 422. This is a request. Dig it! Yeah!
Come on, Jesus!
Yeah!
J-Man!
He wanted it. Let me see. My brother called. I know we had him on the show yesterday as well. He wants to say something. I think it would be just as easy if I played you the message.
Oh, okay.
He left me on my machine today. Oh, hey.
Oh, what happened? Jesus messed that up.
Good CD.
No.
Good CD.
Well, if he messes something up, he does it on purpose. I wasn't saying anything bad about Jesus,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Rob?
CD is so rotten. It's horrible.
It's old.
Oh, hold on a second.
I'm sorry. I was turning off my cell phone so that I could call my cell phone
to retrieve
the message from my brother
and get the quick answering machine.
Yeah, now look at this.
Doesn't that normally work when you shut it off? Don't you go right to
the phone? Is turned off and it's going to ring four times.
Should go right to it.
It should.
It would probably do it the next time. Yeah, might have been too close.
All right, watch.
Well, let's see what happens. That'll be busy.
I bet it still rings four times, and I'm holding the phone in front of me. You can see
and it's not turned off. No power.
It's not turned on. Oh,
there it is.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Yes, Mrs. Carmichael.
Come on, big bucks. Did I put the right code in?
One saved message.
Ah, there it is.
Beautiful.
First saved message.
Here we go.
From phone number 26.
Okay, well, you know,
this is the real. This is the real Jim calling.
Zero.
Right.
Received at 12:56 p.m.
Hey man, it's just me. I was wondering if you're real busy on the show today. If you could call my cell phone, drive, I don't know, whenever. And I'll do what Marnie just, I think she'd get a big kick out of it if you just told her to get well. She's still in the hospital today. I don't know if she's going to be able to come home or not. So if you can, that'd be great. If not, oh well. See you later. Bye.
So she's listening in the hospital.
Erase. Yeah. Press 7. Message erased.
So there you go. Message is relayed. No need to call my brother. I hope that
Marnie get well soon.
Yeah. Hope my sister-in-law Marnie heard that out in Wisconsin.
She's listening.
And get well soon. Mike, from the world of Hollywood.
Yes.
You know, it's funny that we're just talking about the incredibly talented Jim Belushi.
Yes, what a natural talent he is.
Everyone's talking about
him.
Oh, it reminds me, speaking of great talent, anybody else see the Today Show today?
I saw a little bit of it this morning.
Kathy C. Gifford.
Was she on?
She was on.
Singing?
She wasn't singing. Good. She's promoting whatever it is she's promoting, some gospel album.
National Biatch Month.
And trying to talk about how happy she is now that she's...
Liar.
Not on the Regis show anymore, and how glad she is not to have people coming up to her and saying stuff to her. But, you know...
Since I haven't been in the spotlight, I have felt like a withering flower.
Poor Gif. Poor...
Was he there?
No. But, of course... She mentions it.
Really? Again?
Now, I went back, you know, the affair.
Yeah.
Matt Lauer is interviewing her, and Matt Lauer is trying to say, hey, have you noticed that the show, the Regis show,
is so much better?
But he's not saying that. The show didn't die. They plugged a new host in, and she seems to have a good chemistry. Uh-huh. And he says, but you came out on the good end of this. How did you make it through the tough time in your life? Like, for instance, the sweatshops.
Right.
He says the sweatshops.
Wow.
She said, well, with my family and with the love of God and the following of Jesus, as he said, you know, because she always says that Jesus crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe it with her. Hold on, where's the Jesus?
You mean you don't think she's sincere?
No, absolutely not. I think Jesus hates Kathy Lee Gifford. I've always thought it.
Sure.
So she's doing...
And you have evidence to prove that.
she's doing this drawn-out explanation of how she's really happy, even though she's not on TV anymore. I know Kelly Ripa's okay, and that she and Regis had something together, and then there was the sweatshop thing, and then, of course, and God came into my life, and God spoke to my husband Frank, and after his indiscretion,
still brings it up.
Yeah. I saw my husband get down on his knees. This was this morning. I saw this on TV.
Wow.
I saw my husband get down on his knees and pray for Jesus. And that's what I'm here to say today, Matt.
Jesus,
Jesus. But can I tell you something? Having said all that, she looked good.
Did she look strong?
Kind of an old horse. She looks strong.
She looked like maybe she's had a little nip and tuck since she's been away.
Think she maybe had something done before she brought herself out in front of the cameras again?
Hard to tell, but she was not bad looking. Jim Belushi. Mike, here's a Hollywood feud, and you'll never guess in a million years who is feuding with Jim Belushi.
Let me see.
I know you could. It could be almost anyone in Hollywood.
I can't imagine anyone feuding with Jim Belushi.
Let me give you
the National Talent Organization.
I'll give you a hint.
They are off once again to the rescue.
Adam West.
No.
Power.
Further down the food chain. Unfortunately,
I won't know him because he's an obscure Batman evil character.
Jim? You won't know her. You might know her.
Bertha Kitt?
Oh, negative. The original.
Lee Merriweather.
No. Oh, you're killing me. Julie Newmar, the original Catwoman. The original.
Why is she feuding with him?
Because she's his next door neighbor. Here's the story. It's Hollywood's craziest feud. Jim Belushi is an aggressive bully, says Julie Newmar.
That doesn't surprise me. No.
Quote, he continually disregards the law when it comes to his house and property. If I complain, he threatens me. Here's how he threatens me. This is Julie Newmar. He says, I am so rich, I could wipe you out. This is what Jim Belushi says. Now, I should mention, here's why they're having problems. Jim Belushi, according to Julie Newmar, Jim Belushi installed a jacuzzi and relocated his pool pump motors very close to her property line. She said she had to spend $20,000 on backyard fountains to drown out the noise from the motors from Jim Belushi's big, gigantic hot tub.
I want the biggest pumps possible.
Now, Jim Belushi also...
Put up the biggest pumps possible.
Are you sure it's the jacuzzi making the noise and not Jim in the jacuzzi?
Just hear this continual bubbling sound.
Jim Belushi also painted... he also painted his curb red.
Really?
But not only his curb.
I want the brightest curb possible.
All the way down the street on his property line, because a red curb indicates no parking.
If we put the brightest curb possible outside, nobody will think to park there.
Now, here's what Jim Belushi is thinking. Because apparently the layout of where these houses are, if Jim Belushi paints all of this red,
right,
people can't park in front of his house,
right,
so they have to park in front of Julie Newmar's house.
Oh.
Put the red parking thing right out in front of my house so they park at her house.
Even when people come to see him, they have to park in front of her house.
And while you're at it, get a bigger pump.
So,
what the biggest pumps possible?
Julie Newmar calls the city. It says it's a code violation. And the city comes out, and the curb that Jim Belushi has painted red...
Uh-huh. Violate this, Catwoman!
Now, the city paints that gray.
Uh-huh.
So now he's painted it red, she's called the city, they have painted it gray.
Good, that's right.
After the curb was repainted, Jim Belushi drove by her house on his motor scooter, stopped, raised his fist, and yelled... This is war. Julie Newmar then forced Jim Belushi to move his air conditioning unit after complaining that its loud noise kept her from sleeping.
This is a catastrophe.
Jim Belushi moved his air conditioning 3 feet, but then installed two larger adult AC units instead of the first one.
I want the biggest units possible.
Now, here's where it gets good.
That'll drown out the little feline.
Up until now, it's just stars, or to call her a star and him a star is really not relevant, but it's just these people with too much money that's like, he's got a hot tub that's making too much noise. I'm going to put in fountains that drown out the noise. And then she said, well, your air conditioner on my property, you got to move it. So that she builds a bigger one, he builds a bigger one, he paints the street,
red.
She calls the city.
Gray.
Finally, here's what happens. Julie Newmar could take it no more. She threw eggs over her fence at Jim Belushi's house. Jim Belushi's people, his lawyer now says it was not one egg or two eggs.
No.
It was dozens of eggs.
Mm.
And he has filed a misdemeanor complaint, a criminal complaint.
The Catwoman was throwing eggs at my house.
And he wants $5,000 in damages.
This is Jim Belushi. Listen,
Go down to a grocery store. Get me the biggest eggs possible.
How great is that?
Man, you know, I think she, I, really, up until the egg part, I was totally siding with Catwoman.
Well, hold on. Here's some more Catwoman.
She threw eggs at my house.
Here's some more Catwoman quotes, though. After I, now that's a girl. Keep in mind, she's a girl. He's a
well,
boy.
Is there a Mr. Newmar, like, floating around? I would assume that
she's probably
not living off the Catwoman royalties.
I got to think, if there is a Mr. Newmar, he's probably having a dirt sandwich. I mean, she's old.
Right.
She's way old.
Maybe she married older.
Anyway, she notified the city, and after they painted the curb, that's when he drove by on the motor scooter, stopped, gave her the finger, and said, "This is war." And then here's her quote. "I was so exasperated after everything that Jim had done to me, I had to throw eggs at his house.
I sure wish she'd thrown some bacon in my hot tub."
Now, here is what else Julie Newmar says. Uh-huh. She's paid the $5,000 in damages. She's settled this thing with Jim Belushi. Jim Belushi will not let it go. She paid $5,000 in damages. She paid her attorney. It cost Julie Newmar $12,000, and Jim Belushi still is not letting it go.
Wow.
They're still feuding.
Wow. I'm just tired of her just because I got the biggest pumps possible. Man, oh, man.
That is great.
Hey, you know who I am?
And now
according to Jim.
Now, she's writing Congress. She's upset. And I say, let's get behind this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That Julie Newmar, let's not only get Jim Belushi to be a better neighbor.
I think we need to get on Julie Newmar's bandwagon.
Let's get Jim Belushi off television.
I hate eggs without sausage.
She says she's called the police, the fire, the building, the safety people. And now she's bringing this case to the lawmakers, not only of the state of California, but of the United States. Oh. She wants something done about Jim Belushi. And don't we all?
I want him removed from the face of the planet.
Don't we all?
Yeah, well, at least get him off TV.
All right, Mike, guess right now, who is the smelliest star? There is a Swedish newspaper that ranks we get this list every year, of the 10 smelliest stars. I'll give you, he won last year and he won this year, and it's no pun intended. Brad Pitt is number one.
Brad Pitt.
From people who have worked with him on the movies and say that he stinks.
Mm. Rob, who is Lulu Roman? Who the hell is Lulu Roman?
Yeah. Yeehaw? Her last name. But you have her last name.
Lulu Roman?
That's her name. I don't doubt that she smelled, Rob, but
God.
I think Lulu, just hee-haws Lulu.
You know who I would say, just off the top of my head?
Who?
Colin Farrell.
Not on the list.
That's okay. A good guess.
Because he always looks all grimy.
Yeah. And my guess, not a Joe guess, was Michael Jackson.
Really?
He also, just because I figure he's got to stink.
Mm-hmm.
No, here you go. Mm. Number one is Brad Pitt. Second smelliest star is Russell Crowe.
Yeah, okay.
How about girls? Courtney Cox.
Oh, really?
Hey, clean yourself.
That's amazing.
David Cameron Diaz.
Really?
Cameron Diaz and...
Stinky?
And the only Oscar winner on this list... Oh, no, I take it back. There's two. Russell Crowe and Robin Williams.
Robin Williams smelly?
Robin Williams, yeah, shocker. News bulletin.
He's got all that hair.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
This bulletin just in. Six Flags. Let's hear it for Six Flags.
Why?
Here's why. Because they've made a very controversial stand. Michael Jackson has called them and has told them that he wants to go to the amusement park with his kids.
Right.
Because he...
Isn't this place in L.A. overlooking the amusement park?
Yeah, and he travels to where there are Six Flags amusement parks as well, and he said he's never going to go to Neverland again.
Mm-hmm.
So he calls up Six Flags, you know, hello,
hi,
this is Michael Jackson, I want to bring my kids. They've now decided that even though they've made special arrangements for him before, Michael, I'm sorry, the stakes are too high, Michael Jackson... No longer welcome at Six Flags Over America.
Wow, that's how you know you're serious.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. And think about that. If you're going to go to King's Dominion, you're going to go to Six Flags. I've not heard anything from King's Dominion saying that they're not welcoming him there.
Yeah, well, maybe this be an opportunity for King's Dominion.
Hold on. Here you go. This is one. I love this one. This one, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I know we argue a lot about stores. We argue a lot about...
We argue about Target and Walmart.
About products. But I think we're both agreed that we like Costco.
I love Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Best meat in the world.
Well.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
This is from Mission Viejo, California. A woman went to Costco to buy her bulk items, and I bought a hot dog. Because you know at Costco, they got the place.
All right, now I'll let you finish the story. I got a definite feeling on this one, okay?
You got, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah, right, right.
Pizza.
About okay, the slice. So she bought a hot dog.
Uh-huh. Something was in the hot dog.
What was in it?
Guess.
Condom?
You know, that's so dumb when people say that. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're not going to guess.
Yeah, never.
You're not
going to
guess.
Insect?
No.
A rodent?
No. Two 9mm bullets.
Jesus.
She swallowed one. The other one, she was able to discern was in her mouth when she was chewing it. She thought it was her braces.
Oh, my God.
It was a bullet. And one of them, they're going to have to recover the one that she didn't chew on. It's going to have to come out naturally.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I'd be a little nervous walking around if I were her.
So anyway, they got no idea where the bullets came from.
I don't stand by the other, outside of the checkout counter.
Right.
You know, all that stuff they serve outside. I always feel like that those are independent contracts.
I don't hold them responsible.
I don't either.
Someone did some research, and they at this Costco out in Mission Viejo, the hot dogs that they were selling were the Hebrew National hot dogs that they sell in the store.
So they were kosher bullets.
Yeah, right, bud, right. So they went and they got like the stuff that they just sell to people in the store, open up the package, woman bites. But the best part is the woman bites into it, and it's like, this is a great... You go,
are those my braces?
And it's a 9mm. That's a big ass bullet.
Sure.
So if it was in the hot dog, it's really an issue with Hebrew National, isn't it?
I would think so.
Well, we don't know yet.
Well, I mean, if it's inside the hot dog, that's been processed.
Easy to push that in.
Oh, I'm running out of time.
We need to get CSI involved.
Do you care that Demi Moore did marry Ashton Kutcher?
Buzz,
have you heard that? Is that true?
No, say that again.
Demi Moore has secretly wed.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
Ashton
that.
Ashton Kutcher. All right, there you go.
Yeah, we keep hearing conflicting views on that. Either they did or they didn't, that it was a Kabbalah ceremony.
Are you ready to put your theory to rest about this punk thing, that you think it's all a big scam? They've been together too long for that.
Mike, I still...
You really think they're holding on? I mean, they would look like idiots, even if they did the practical joke.
If it's for his TV show, remember, he said he was canceling the show. And, Buzz, weren't you just telling me that Black Eyed Peas refused to play along in a punk?
Yeah, I don't know all the details. I guess somehow a hotel room had been set up and high-priced hookers were involved. And Ashton Kutcher had set up the group Black Eyed Peas, with a punk. And when the fake cops burst in...
They weren't having any of it.
Black Eyed Peas beat the crap out of the fake cops.
Threw some in the pool.
Yeah, it was just nasty stuff.
I stand by that. It's still fake. It's still for punk. Anyway, the story is they're married. And, of course, nobody has it, really. It's like Us Magazine.
So you still think there's a chance that this is all just a big scam?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll tell you something that I'm also sure about. And this is not speculation. The fifth porn actor has tested positive for HIV, for AIDS now.
Yeah, I mean, so that's a huge, huge deal. It's virtually shut down the industry out in California.
So buy your tapes now.
Hello.
There's the guy who has it.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. Rob wants me to mention a member of the Dixie Chicks. Which one is it? McGuire? Marty McGuire.
Yeah, McGuire.
She had twins. So that means that they'll now have six cross eyes in the family. Okay.
Rob, of course, maintaining to the death the theory that all the Dixie Chicks are cross-eyed.
Cross-eyed peas.
That one's for Rob. This one is for Buzz, because I always say to Buzz when he does Crooks Are Stupid, did you make that up or not? You make that up or not?
Did you make this up?
No, I didn't make this one up.
Okay.
Some people in Michigan found out that if you go to a gas station,
mm-hmm.
and you know when you got the slot where you put the credit card in, it says, put card in, authorizing.
Right. Remove quickly.
What, Buzz?
Nothing.
No, you made a face. Tell me.
No.
Tell me I'm stealing something you prepared.
Please proceed.
And no, just tell me. You make a face over there.
Yeah, I had that.
Your button, Buzz?
But please go with that.
It's not even my button, Mike.
Oh, it's not your button?
I got a button.
Well, what if it's his button?
Is it your button?
No.
Listen.
That's why I say go with it.
What do we say all the time? I say, are you married to it?
Yeah,
are you
not married to it.
Well, then why'd you make a face?
Well, I was just surprised.
Okay. Buzz, you can have it. Okay? Keep it. Okay. Take it. Take it with my best wishes.
Well, now I feel like...
I don't need the silly story.
See, but now I feel we're denying the audience.
What was the story again?
You'll hear it during the news.
Because
I got an even better one. About the competitive eater.
Is this your button?
Don't have that one.
The guy, what?
Is this your button?
Yeah.
I like the term now.
Yeah.
I just like jumping on that bandwagon.
Yes, this is the button.
Ladies and gentlemen, the button.
Okay, we're going to get this guy on the show next week. This guy's name is Crazy Legs Conti.
Oh.
And he is a Guinness World Record eater.
Oh, really?
And he's not one of these guys that's like, and Buzz, is this story okay with you?
Yeah, I couldn't be happier.
Okay. he's not one of these guys that enters the hot dog eating contest, but
right.
He is a serious competitive eater. What he has done, he started this on Tuesday. I guess he's done. He lowered himself into a phone booth. He was wearing a snorkel so that he could breathe. You know, the kind
right.
of, the kind that covers your eyes, and you've got that thing that
blows. I think I saw this on the TV.
The thing that blow through, and so you get air.
Mm-hmm.
They filled the phone booth up with popcorn.
Right.
And it was his challenge. It was his dream. To be the world's eating champion by eating all of the popcorn.
And the entire phone booth covering his back, eating his way out of it.
Yeah, and let me see. He vowed to eat his way through the 50 feet of popcorn in 8 hours. His dream.
What about when the popcorn eats its way through his small intestine?
His dream, incidentally, to be the champion. Yeah, he did it.
Did he really?
He beat Takuru Kobashu.
And a very significant danger of drowning when they put the butter on it.
So anyway, let me see. Oh, and Mike, hold on. The butter and the salt were added.
Really?
Yes, to the top of the phone booth.
Fantastic.
All right, that's
buttered.
That's the button.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a button?
A buttered button.
That's
I'd a love
great a button.
Good button.
Let's clear them out now. 877-365-3636.
Yeah.
Buzz, don't look at me in that tone of voice. Everything is fine.
Yes, I think so.
No, everything is okay.
I agree.
Very protective of his stories, Mike. What?
I just was giving you a look.
And I look over at Buzz, and Buzz is looking at me like, did I do something wrong?
No.
You're married to it? Take it.
No.
That's what I said. Well, you got it now.
Yeah.
So make it funny during the
news. Right. You got it.
It's a great story. Why are you making it?
I'm just giving you funny looks now.
That was like I'm constipated today, so you're giving me a moment. Phone scan time. Oh, and Buzz, stand by. We got plans for you today, too.
Really?
Yes, we're going to be playing a game with Buzz later.
Excellent.
Now your calls on the rotating random phone scan, 877-365-3636, from anywhere in America. From Canada, 800-636-1067, and from D.C., 202-432-1067. Will you give me that puppy dog look? Now you just give me looks.
I'm almost all out of
I'm going to give you a look now. Hold on.
No, you give me one of those. Hey, that's the Belushi look.
No, I was trying.
The look of joy.
No, that was joy. I'm so bad. I was trying to do George Huff.
George Huff.
Okay.
You know the guy that owns that look is this
Rob
guy right here. And he's gone, George Huff.
He's gone.
He will be
missed. Oh, the minstrel show is over. George Huff is off.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
God.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my
come
God.
Come on. Who didn't think that?
Oh, Lord.
Everything they said to the guy, he went, yes, thank you.
And then there were four.
Big smile on his face. You're off the show. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, this is great. Thank you. You're a big fat loser. Thank you. Thank you, Simon.
Happy against all odds.
Your phone calls, a phone scan, lies straight ahead, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No way. No way that you could come from my loins. Soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch your mama in the mouth.
The Don and Mike Show.
Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, thank you, dude. Walker.
737 coming.
One of these days, we're going to run a tape recorder in the studio during the break. We'll play you, today, we'll be playing the Rob Spiewak Show.
Yes. Rob was putting on quite a show during the break.
Your wife, Carrie, is she within listening range? They got a station where she is? Is she out of the metro area yet?
At the speed she travels, she's probably still listening on WJFK. Hi, darling.
Let me just say good afternoon, then.
Yeah. Yes. Hello, Carrie.
Good afternoon to Rob's wife, Carrie.
She's got the kids and headed to her mother's for Mother's Day. It's Carrie, my wife.
You had a day with her today, didn't you?
Oh, a day and a half.
Boy, Rob, someday, I hope, under my tutelage, you'll feel free enough to come in and unburden yourself on the radio the way that I do.
Because
I just want to say, my stuff about the bathroom and the guys in the bathroom, what Rob has...
A little darker.
Pales in comparison. Pales in comparison.
comes from a very, very interesting place. Yeah.
Carrie got a lot to do with the kids and the house and everything, and it's just it was a very busy morning for everybody.
Busy, busy,
it
busy. Very busy.
It was okay. So busy.
Okay.
With Mother's Day coming.
If you listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear what I detect as a ticking sound.
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing.
Tick, 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 tick. Well, Mike, if I could be honest, in every relationship that ticking is going on. It's just you never know when that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I know when.
And that's when it's...
I found out twice.
Please pick up your belongings. Goodbye.
The ticking gets faster.
I tell you, I got three guys in here that are still... The clock's still running.
Okay. Somebody broke my clock.
You can recap.
Yeah. Phone scan time right now, 877-365-3636. You know, the more I read this Demi Moore thing, it's just one of those things I scan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I scanned it.
Right. What do you think?
Are you ready to retract? I would like to think it was for the TV show Punk'd. But it says they did that Jewish ceremony that Madonna has. What's it? Kabbalah?
Yeah.
That's the religion. And both Madonna and Guy Ritchie were there. So that kind of leads credence to the fact that maybe they're into that whole
thing. Yeah, I think
thing.
Maybe they did. And they've been together too long for it to be a stunt.
God, that'd be awful. Not to be awful that they're happy. It'd be awful because it would be the greatest episode of Punk ever.
Yeah, sure. I know you're disappointed.
Greatest episode ever.
Try to continue on with the show.
Phone scan. And Mike, also, every other second I look around, I see something that reminds me. Tonight's the last night of Friends.
I know. Yeah. And, you know, Don's having a bit of a day because, well... He's overcome with the sadness.
I am. I am. And you know what? This is why I hate me. I love me, but I hate me.
I understand.
I'll tell you why. I love me. Everybody loves themselves. But I hate me because I know tonight at 9:50,
right.
I will change the channel. And I will watch the last 10 minutes.
Do you think at the end of the day you're going to be disappointed in the episode, too?
No, because they're going to give me just what I want. Because I'm a faggot. I want Ross and Rachel to be together.
To be together.
Even though in real life there's no way that a beautiful chick like Jennifer Aniston would be with a dork like David Schwimmer.
Well, will this be anything approaching the way you're going to feel when the Super Bowl's over? You know, when there's no more football for a while?
No, Mike, totally different.
Okay.
Totally different.
I want Ross hit by a train.
And also the people who write Friends, uh-huh. That's how they ended Sex and the City.
Yeah.
That Carrie was going to Paris, remember?
I watched the end of Sex and the City.
And then she got to Paris and she came back to New York. And then
I watched the end of Sex and the City, probably one of the reasons I'm not going to watch the end of Friends.
Why?
It's garbage. They're all garbage cans.
But Mike, it's TV history.
I know.
I have to watch it.
I understand.
I have to chronicle the last 10.
How did you feel into the last episode of Seinfeld? I can't remember. I thought we were all pretty into that one.
Yeah, and I liked it because it was so...
When they ended up in jail?
Jail. Yeah, yeah, because they brought back every character that had ever been on the show, and it was good.
Yeah. Well, I don't agree with you there. I disagree. I did not like the end of Seinfeld.
Oh, you didn't like the
Remember that? We had a little discussion about
it. I liked it.
I thought it kind of sucked.
I thought it, and this was before Larry David became...
It was all the build-up, too, with Simon said the audience was like a child.
Yeah, but but also it was before we knew how funny Larry David really was.
Absolutely. And
if you remember, I think maybe psychologically, I liked the episode because Larry David... came back after not being on Seinfeld and wrote that episode. And I thought, well, this is the guy that invented the show.
Right. I like season finales. I don't like show finales.
However, I'll just say this. When you're comparing Seinfeld and Friends, whether you liked the ending of Seinfeld or not, Mike, at least they tried something different.
Mm-hmm.
They tried something other than just the four of them walking down the street of New York, putting their arms in the air like, we beat the world. And you know that tonight on Friends,
but you know
that's going to be the end.
And here's the deal, though. You know, well, did MASH do this? No, MASH did not do this.
They tried to go on.
For their last episode of the years, because I was going to suggest, for sitcoms, what they haven't done, and this is experimental, I think they ought to try more deaths.
Mm-hmm.
If you kill people off, wouldn't it be
great?
Works.
Wouldn't it be great to send all six friends to Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be great? That's how the show ended. And never mind.
And nothing will match the final episode of the Golden Girls, which I thought was a tour de force.
I refuse to believe it's ended.
Oh, Buzz, it was a burial. It was a mass burial on the final episode of the Golden Girls.
Very, very exciting. It was very, very nice.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
How's it going today?
Okay.
You got a little cold? What?
I enjoyed the Hollywood Report, but I'm wondering, is it time to do an intervention for Kirstie Alley?
You got a little cold or what?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, what about Kirstie Alley? We talked about Kirstie Alley yesterday.
She's up to 301 pounds, for Christ's sake.
I think, yeah, we know that. She's a pig.
Well, what can we do to help her?
What are we going
to
do, cut her head off so she can't eat?
I think she needs to be rokerized. I think really she's at that stage. I'd love to see. I enjoy the celebrities that lose a ton that hey. Were hot before. Like Anna Nicole Smith, I love seeing the ads.
But I'll tell you someone who was a pig, who I still like the Playboy pictures of, is the Wilson Phillips girl.
Yeah, Carney, you enjoyed those.
Carney Wilson, yeah.
She's got the look. She's a good-looking woman.
I think you need to go the other way with Kirstie Alley and just see how fat we can get her.
Well, Rob, that may have been achieved already as well.
Never say enough.
Aye.
How about you get her to star in Super Size 2? That movie about the guy that ate McDonald's every day for 30 days?
Now, is there the stories that I've read about Kirstie Alley, do they indicate that she is going to make the effort, that she's trying, or...
I've not seen any stories that everything I see, just a picture in the paper.
She's just ballooning.
She's been bounced from the Pier 1 ads. We won't be seeing her do those anymore.
Well, it's hard to bounce her.
Yeah, well,
it's quite a bounce. Rolled. She was rolled from
all right,
the Pier 1
ad. You can't bounce her anymore.
She was rolled off the pier.
I heard she got a Tron costume.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Buddy, it's Patrick from Woodbridge.
Hi, Patrick. You're on the air, my friend.
Hey, have you ever heard of the game F, Mary, Kill?
The game what?
F, Mary, Kill.
F, Mary, 2?
F, Mary, Kill. Like, you pick three girls and you have to either F them, marry them, or kill them?
No.
No.
No thanks.
Sorry. Well, I got a new game. It's called Friend, Family, Kill.
We'll pass. Thanks right. for stopping the show.
I got a new game.
We all got equally disturbed.
Yeah. What do you think about this one? Here's the new game. 1, 2, 3.
You're out.
It's just me. Hello, Don and Mike show. And Mike, of course, but that didn't rhyme. Yeah. 1, 2, 3 didn't rhyme with it. Oh,
1, 2, 3, it's Mike
it's
and
Mike
me.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's a good day.
Hello.
Don.
And Mike, hi.
And Mike and Buzz, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Tell me what you think about this whole Michael Moore Fahrenheit 9/11 controversy.
Here's the thing. Michael Moore has a movie about Bush
right.
that was being financed by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Disney has pulled the financing because they're afraid that Bush is going to, that they're going to piss off Bush's brother, the governor of Florida,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to screw Disney with higher taxes.
Eisner's involved in it.
Yeah. I don't think there's as Charles Barkley was, I don't think there's a controversy. I think Michael Moore can take that movie to any other
yeah.
film house in Hollywood and get it made.
And it's Michael Moore. Anybody that's watched any of his work, right. we know what his political agenda is.
And right. we know what a great DJ he is.
And Michael Eisner says that he knows that somebody else will pick up the movie and distribute it. Disney, through Miramax, is not going to distribute the movie after all, but they still own the rights to it. So Disney's still going to make money off the movie, even if somebody else distributes it. In any event, Michael Eisner wins.
Yeah, and so they kick him off the board.
Right.
And here is what Michael Moore had to say.
Here's what's happening at
Z100. Hi, this is Scott Shannon from New York's hot rock and flame-throwing Z100.
Hi, Michael.
You know, to make a station a winner, yeah. everything's got to be just right.
Right.
And that includes
the jingles.
They've got to be the best.
See, his real name is Michael Moore.
That's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's going on, guys? Doug from WBVA representing.
Pardon me?
Calling from WBVA in Norfolk.
You represent?
Hold on, This has never happened before.
Wow.
This is your book coming into effect. Your number is now flashing on my screen. Deputy Rob Spiewak, what can you tell me?
I told you the system would work. Caller 000-00-0001, Doug M., Virginia Beach, married, one child, and he craved the Sopranos prize pack. Discontinue this call.
I'm calling to let you know.
No, I know.
I didn't have
to. You are in the book.
Yep.
Bam. See, hey, that works.
The system does work.
Bravo.
The system works.
That's great. We tagged him. We logged him. We sent him the sign to put in his front yard so his neighbors would know.
See, for all of those of you that think it's a fake, it's not a fake anymore.
We were able to find that guy, pinpoint him, and delete him out of the show.
That listener was tagged and identified
and released into the wild.
And now because we've had such a successful capture, let's take a moment with the Queer Eyes from Straight Guys.
I love a stripy shirt worn open at the collar with just jeans, a great belt, and a nice Italian loafer.
Me too.
Thank you, Carson.
Hello, Don and Mike show. It's funny you know their names, Buzz.
I like to identify them.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, how are you guys?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Now, if you guys paint Christiane purple, she might be the new, like, the new Grimace McDonald's.
You got a little, issue with the kids back there?
Oh, what's going on there, Daddy Daycare?
Oh, we're out here at McDonald's. We're doing the old playground thing.
Hey, you know, don't let your kid go in that ball thing.
Oh, that's very dangerous. Just loaded with germs. So I got the stomach.
Yeah, actually, they don't have one here. They have all those, have everything else. But when I was a kid, they had those. But I don't think they make them anymore.
Well, listen, aren't you the good multitasking dad? You have your kids having the nutritious McDonald's food. You're calling the radio show. What can we do for you?
Oh, just wanted to call and say hi. You guys are awesome. Looked at you guys for like 5 years. You guys kick butt.
What are you enjoying at McDonald's today? Have you found any bullets in anything?
Bullets? No. I haven't really found anything gross here. They just got them cleaning here in front of me. So
no, what are you eating? I mean, what are you enjoying?
What did you order?
I'm enjoying a nice cheeseburger.
Hey, sir, here's what. Just take a deep breath. You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take a deep breath now. Now, we'd really like to know what you're enjoying and what your kids are enjoying.
Okay, right now, my daughter's enjoying a nice Chicken McNugget Happy Meal with a nice, nutritious apple juice.
An excellent choice.
There you go.
I have a two-cheeseburger value meal, not supersized, with a Diet Dr. Pepper.
That's good. That's what we want.
They're good.
How are the restrooms?
I don't know. I'm going to go in here and check real quick.
Are you actually going to go into the restroom?
Would you please go in? What city are you calling from?
From Wichita.
All right, I'm going to guess in Wichita. I'm going to guess
sparkling
clean.
Yeah,
I think this is good. Hold on, extra bet. Anybody want to take the odds? This is like when you're playing blackjack insurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to take my odds 5-1 that there's a floater in there?
I will take the. I mean, you're saying that there is.
I'm gonna go out.
No,
just for a dollar.
I'll take those odds.
Just for a dollar.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think there's a floater in there.
Okay. No.
Is there?
Okay, go in.
Go in the men's room,
okay.
At McDonald's.
There's no... there is floater. Gross.
Oh.
Gross.
He's lying through his teeth.
Mike, now, whoa, come on.
He's lying.
Come on.
No.
Can I win once?
Not I'm 48.
Hold on. Hold on. Do you have a boy or a girl?
I have a daughter.
Well, bring her in the men's room. Make sure there are no other men in there. Because sometimes I've seen guys do that with their little girls. Bring your daughter in and have her say that there's a number two in there.
Haley, come here. The phone's for you. Come here. What is that, Haley?
I didn't lie.
No, you didn't.
She didn't do that.
What is it?
She didn't see anything. No, she said I didn't do
that. No, Haley, what do you call that?
A present?
No, look over here, honey.
A present.
What is that? That's what? I need you to say what it is, honey. They don't believe me.
Just put her on the phone. Let us talk to her.
It's my friend. It's my friend Dolly.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
She's a little phone shy, I guess.
You know, I'd love to give you a prize, but unless you let us talk to your daughter.
Haley, come here. Please.
Tell her it's her favorite clowns from TV. Tell her it's SpongeBob SquarePants.
Haley,
on the phone.
Haley, SpongeBob's on the phone.
She's delighted.
There is a floater, but I don't believe that's his daughter.
Haley, come here, honey. Please, SpongeBob,
honey. Hello.
Hi there.
Your
dad is so totally out of control.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to flag her down.
No, hold on. So I'm
he has no control over his children.
I'm supposed to believe that this whole time this conversation is happening, your kid's screaming like that in the men's room?
No, it's not screaming like that in the men's room. The men's room's right next to the playground. Well, indoor playground.
This guy's just,
okay, all right.
This guy's so full of it. I just wanted it. I just wanted
I know
it one
you, you
time.
Wanted a victory, but I mean,
wanted it. No, I'm sorry.
You know, I don't even think. Don,
would you like for me to get a McDonald's employee?
I don't think really. You weren't in Wichita. I don't think you.
Request denied.
I don't think you're from this country.
You know what? Go ahead. Get a McDonald's employee and see if they'll come on the air.
I've turned around.
Okay.
I believe him now because when the little girl came in,
ma'am?
She said, "I didn't do that."
I'm on the Dynamite National Radio Show. They'd like to talk to you. I promise.
Why?
They're playing the whole deal right now.
We're playing it.
Hello?
Hey, hi. Yeah, you're on the air. Thanks for joining us. You work at the Wichita McDonald's?
Yes, sir.
Is it possible that you could tell us, can you go into the men's room and tell us if there's a floater in the toilet?
Can you not go do what?
Can you
see if there is a floater in the toilet?
In the men's room. Because that guy told us there was. I believe him. My best buddy, Mike, doesn't believe him.
Which one?
Men's room.
Men's room.
Uh-huh.
Would you just take his phone and go in there and just tell us if there is a floater in there?
He giggled just like a little girl.
And if we got a winner, I'm going to spring for hot coffee for both of his kids. Or did he only have one?
Are you in there yet?
No, not yet.
All right, you're going in, though?
Go in the men's room at McDonald's.
That's a yes.
Yeah. So what if I said there was?
What?
What if I said there was?
Oh. Okay.
Then I'd be a big winner.
Are you in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, everyone, wash your hands.
Yeah. What do you do there at McDonald's?
I'm a swing manager.
What?
A swing manager.
Swing managers. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay.
All right, well, nice. Oh, no, Buzz, not that kind of swingy.
Sorry.
Thank you for your time. Would you put the guy back on the phone?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, well, listen, congratulations.
Yeah.
Mike, are you not with me? I can give this guy a prize?
Right now, I don't know. I'm having an inner battle right now. between the fact that I've come over to Buzz's side and your side that I think maybe there was something in there, but it's just my dislike of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're all agreed on that.
Yeah.
Listen, you have won a, you're not the last caller, but you've won the Vermont teddy bear for Mother's Day because, in fact, you were calling with your kids from McDonald's and there was a floater. Send your mom or wife a handmade Vermont teddy bear this Mother's Day. Go to VermontTeddyBear.com. Thank you. Hold on a second.
Okay, great.
All right, bye-bye.
I'll be here doing the McDonald's thing. Come on now. Get on the phone now.
Father of the year on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, and you know what happens when you mix commentary with dissidence? You get dysentery.
Oh, now, come on. Get out of here.
Is he at a playground, too? What's going on today?
This is like the back room at American Idol.
It's amazing.
Hello? And just hung up.
He's gone.
And, as well. Let's not even get mad at him, but technically he was throwing a joke out there.
Yep.
And he was a floater. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
A floater.
Hi.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, this whole Friends thing, the only thing that would make it worthwhile watching that show tonight is if all three of those young ladies walked around buck naked for the whole show.
I agree. I told you a long time ago that
that'd be a good thought.
The Jennifer Aniston show would
put
have
it
been
on cable for one night.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, you're the last caller, astute or not. What's your name?
Ed.
Ed, where are you from?
Portland, Maine.
Hey, Ed, you get the WZAN. There's a good affiliate, right?
Yeah.
You get the same prize as the guy with the poopy McDonald's. You get the Vermont teddy bear.
That is wonderful.
Send your mom or wife a Vermont teddy bear Mom's Day, Sunday. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online, VermontTeddyBear.com. Thank you for calling the phone scam.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
Hold on. Thank you for listening up in beautiful Portland, Maine. Oh, when we come back, we'll be talking about Mother's Day.
Very good.
And it'll be Spotlight on Buzz.
Really?
We'll play a game. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get it,
Don.
Get it,
Christina! Christopher! Damn it! Karen, I asked you to keep the children quiet today! And for Christ's sake, get them out of the garden!
I'm sorry, Joan.
Have Tina bring me up my coffee.
The Don and Mike Show. The comedy stars of the Alan Limewine Radio Funhouse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, thank you, Mommy. Here to take Steve.
Ready, Steve?
Yeah. Ready.
Andy.
Yeah.
Mick.
Mick. All right.
Okay. All right, fellas.
Let's go. Mother's Day is this weekend.
Yes.
God knows in my house, it really is. It is a holiday. And I'll give my wife this. It's not one of the made-up ones like Valentine's Day. I mean, she is a good mother, and she deserves the best on Mother's
Day. Well, that's a very sweet thing to say.
Very nice.
I only wish that, Father's got a sweeter deal on Father's Day.
Father's Day is not the same holiday that Mother's Day is.
But it's a girl thing, and it's Mother's Day, and it's this weekend.
For years, I have wanted Father's Day to be just like Mother's Day, where we'd all wear pretty hats.
So
be taken out to our favorite restaurants.
The thought here is that we haven't done this for a long time. We'll give someone a chance to win $100 and some nice flowers for their mamo.
That's wonderful. That is nice.
But your mom has to be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, get ready, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy Buzz makes the Mother's Day call for you.
Yeah, as anybody that's listened to this show for any length of time knows, there's only one true sex pot on this show. A man who just exudes sexuality.
He does. He's got number three coming out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, Buzz?
Yes.
What I'm going to do is tell you a little bit about my mother-in-law,
uh-huh.
Big Frida.
All right.
I do love with all of my heart.
I know.
Like my own mother.
You revere her.
I do. I love her.
Yeah.
I'd do anything for her. I wish that you would.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use her as the example here, and then you guys call up, and we'll select one of you who we've determined is worthy, and Buzz will make
mm-hmm.
the sexy mom Mother's Day call to your mom.
What it is really is Buzz will make your mom feel sexy.
That's
because
right.
He will talk to you, you know, like you're a beautiful, sexy woman.
So, Buzz, now, pretending that I'm the caller,
mm-hmm.
why don't you ask me the questions that you need to know about the woman that you'll be calling to say Happy Mother's Day in a very sexy, sensual way?
All right.
We'll start with her name. Her name is Alfreda.
Hey, baby. What's your name?
Okay. No.
I'm not sure what you have in mind.
Okay, here's what I have in mind.
Uh-huh.
Like, when we did this bit before.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Okay. You just never mind. I'll do it with Mike.
All
okay,
right.
Mike, you be Buzz, and I'll be the lady. I'll be the person on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. How old is your mom?
Oh, she's 80.
What color is her hair?
Brown.
What does she really look good in?
I see. She looks really, really good in a sweater mm-hmm. and like dock shoes.
Does she have any hobbies? Anything athletic that she likes to do?
She likes golf.
Okay. That's all
I need. She likes golf.
Fine, I've got it.
Thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome. Now I'm ready to make the call.
Okay, remember
it's been a while since we did it.
That.
Yeah, right.
So you just, Buzz, you just get
I bet you look good in your golf outfit.
Yeah.
See, that's perfect right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
She likes golf.
I get it. I can take it from there. So you see, Buzz just gets the basic information.
Mm-hmm. Just basic color of hair. You're beautiful.
And
you know one thing I miss, Buzz?
Mm-hmm.
Eye color. I know you're big on eyes.
I wrote that down. I added that in with hair color, yes.
Okay.
No, I think it's brown. I'm not sure.
So she likes golf. She red hair.
Oh, and she loves The View.
Mm-hmm.
Brown hair. And she loves the TV show The View.
You're just taking all the sexiness out of it with that statement.
She loves The View.
We're calling Big Frida.
Yeah. And
oh,
she's not there. She'll be on her cell.
Okay.
Let me try her at home first.
Might be out on the golf course.
It might be. She might be getting a piece out of the golf course. There might be some guy that... What is the par on this hole?
Isn't that old? It's like the oldest golf joke in the world.
Joke.
Okay. She's very busy. So we're calling Big Frida.
Like mother, like daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible to get a hold of her. Hold on. All right, let me try her cell. Okay. So you're ready. And everybody listening now... Pay attention, because when you call in to peddle your mom to us to see if she's going to be the one worthy of the call, this is how it could
end. This is how it's going to end mm-hmm. up.
And Buzz, even if she's not there, you can just leave a message, all right? She's busy.
Hello?
Hey, Mom, hey, it's me. You're on the air.
Oh, fine. I thought you were calling me at home.
No. See, why don't I love her?
The radio on?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Listening to the show.
Are you driving around now, or are you at home?
Oh, I just pulled into a parking lot. I'm driving around.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
How great.
Well, Big Frida, here is my friend Buzz to say something to you. Buzz?
Hey, baby. Is this Frida?
Oh, hold on. There, try it again, Buzz.
Hey, baby. Right. Is this Frida on the line?
Hi, Buzz. How are you doing? This is Steve.
I'm well, baby. How are you?
Now, I'm fine.
I have to ask, is this Big Frida or Little Frida?
This is the real Frida.
When you two stand side by side, I can hardly tell you apart.
Well, I'm flattered. I don't know how Frida Jr.'s going to feel.
He's slow coming to the party, but once he figures it out, this is Buzz's bit.
You bet. Big Frida, she should be flattered. She should be envious.
Oh, well, thank you. Think I've heard that at a younger age.
Envious of you, baby.
Yes.
Your beautiful brown hair.
Well,
your beautiful eyes.
Getting this call for
from you, all the mothers in the world should be envious to hear this sexy
hey,
voice.
Hey, Mom, Mom, just pipe down. Let Buzz talk to you for a second.
Yes. Okay.
Big Frida, baby. Nobody. Nobody looks better in a golf outfit than you do. Nobody. Just you.
And then you ended up by saying,
it's all about you.
It's Happy Mother's Day for me. Once you get through all the other stuff.
Great, I'm listening.
And Big Frida, I know that you are a loyal fan of TV's The View. And I want you to know, Big Frida, you're my Meredith Vieira.
That's a compliment, because when we went to The View, she was the one that stayed afterward and was so gracious.
Aren't old people funny?
And your beauty and her beauty, she doesn't compare. And that is my Mother's Day call to you on behalf of your son, Don, your son-in-law, Don.
That is, well, I think of it as my son. Thank you so much.
Oh, and Buzz, please remind her of the time that we danced at I think it was at her 50th wedding anniversary.
Don has reminded me of the time the two of you danced at your anniversary party, and I want you to know how jealous I am, and how someday I hope to dance with you as well.
Nothing can compare with dancing with my son.
Hey, Buzz, can you wish her a sexy Mother's
Frida
Day
baby,
three times?
You,
can you do that?
You haven't danced with me yet. And if I get my wish, you will.
A woman has to have something to look forward to in life.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Well,
so,
as I...
Frida, happy Mother's Day. Happy, sexy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, Buzz.
Okay, great.
I don't know what to say, but...
Your eyes say it all.
Yeah.
Say no more.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my pants, but I'm so enjoying.
Hold on. Well, what did you say about your pants?
What?
I said I'm rolling up my cuffs of my pants. It's getting a little deep, but I'm still enjoying
okay.
it.
All right.
Rolling up just a little higher for me.
This is why this is in Buzz's wheelhouse.
Oh, baby, this is great.
That's why we love you, Buzz. You forgot how to play at first, but once you got into it...
Yeah, that was another question.
There you go.
Well, right. Who's he going to call next?
Some listener's mother.
Somebody who's very, very lucky.
Oh, so he was just practicing.
Yeah, you're just the practice mom.
Oh, well, that's
what I told Don and Mike.
Oh, and Buzz, one more thing if you could pass along.
Uh-huh.
Tell her, because last weekend I went to the beach, but tell her I really enjoyed the one-on-one time I had with her this weekend with my mother-in-law.
And baby, your son-in-law wants me to know he really, really enjoyed the one-on-one time he had with you last weekend at the beach.
It was special.
Yeah, there you go.
I look forward to a special day with you as well.
I'll put you in my appointment book.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you, Big Frida.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you all.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's a good sport. Thank you, Buzz.
She is a good sport.
Great sport. That's how you play. Now, we're going to take calls from people. And
you're a good man, because I know she's like your mom. I do that. He does that to my mom. I'd go over and kick his ass.
Well, that's why I suggested Big Frida.
Right. It's good when it's a mother-in-law, too.
Right.
A little day. I'd kick your butt.
I would do it with my real mom if I didn't hate her freaking guts. I take it back. She's not even my real mom. My real mom is probably a dead crack whore somewhere. Hey, that's another level, Dr. Freud. Mm-hmm. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
The entire adoption thing. Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Happy Mother's Day. Sure. When you're dropped off on some porch somewhere, like in a dog crate with a note that says, please take this kid.
Just remember, we always have Jimmy Dean.
But there was only one piece of apple pie left.
You gave it away.
I owe you. Well, Buzz, that was outstanding.
It was fun.
And now it's up to you guys. Call 877-365-3636. We can only select one mother.
Yeah, it's sad. I wish we could accommodate everybody.
We can only take one, give out away $100 and some nice flowers for Mother's Day.
So many mothers. So little time.
So little time. But what you got to do now is call us and sell us on your mom and tell us why your mom is the sexiest mom to get the call from Sexy Buzz.
Absolutely.
Okay? Oh, from Canada, the number 800-636-1067, DC 202-432-1067. Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, anything you'd like to say before we go to break?
I'd like to solicit for this contest.
Have your moms make themselves really comfortable. because their phone may be ringing next.
You'd be a little too good at that.
It creeps me out a little bit, yeah.
Good job, Buzz. We'll be back with your calls.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
You lost again. It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair, Witchwife.
Ah, but nobody ever said life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
And I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay listening. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Sing it, Paul.
I was alone. I took a ride.
Yes, you were.
I was fine.
This song, Paul McCartney. I learned this from my friend Rob. Paul McCartney wrote this song about pot.
He did?
Yeah. I mean, Rob mentioned it a long time ago.
I don't understand.
And he was listening to the song a couple of weeks ago.
Did I tell you I need?
Where did you hear he wrote this song about pot?
Oh, he's singing a song about a woman.
Yeah. That's what I just had the discussion with Rob during the break.
I have a book at home called Beatles Songs, and I write an essay on every one of their recordings, and that's from that book.
I wanted just to hold you.
Well, I thought this is just like a love song.
It's a love song. It's a pothead.
You a pothead, Speedway?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If I pot, you can hear it.
Buzz, Leslie, yes. Hold on. Turn off the pot song for a second.
You and Sue.
They
couldn't have used that one to meet the parents, though.
Before you make your sexy call, let's get a tip on being sexy from the Queer Eyes.
Oh, very good.
Okay, this might help you, Buzz.
All right.
If you're going to accessorize before you make these calls, Queer Eye?
Clothes may make the man, but accessories make the man fabulous.
Yeah.
The man bag. Anything too small to hold the laptop computer is going to look too feminine. And anything that looks like it was meant to carry a laptop is going to make you look like a math major.
Uh-huh.
Invest in leather. A good litmus test for a bag is to ask yourself, if I saw this sitting unattended at an airport, would I call security?
Now, Buzz, why are you pointing at?
Because you just got the perfect bag.
You have a man bag.
Yes.
It's got to be the right side. Too big.
It's a briefcase.
But it's not a real briefcase.
Too small for a laptop.
It is a man bag.
It's too large for a purse.
Not too small for a laptop.
Really?
This computer goes
different.
In there.
No, wait a minute. What the guy said was it can't be too small for a laptop. Otherwise, it'll look like a purse.
All right, I have a purse.
No, I'm saying no, quite the opposite.
Can we start that from the beginning?
Yeah.
Because if you start it from the beginning, you will hear the description of your bag.
That you're right on the money.
Okay.
Clothes may make the man, but accessories make the man fabulous.
Queer.
The man bag. Anything too small to hold the laptop computer is going to look too feminine.
All right.
And anything that looks like it was meant to carry a laptop is going to make you look like a math major.
Here's dozens. Okay.
Invest in leather.
You have leather.
A good litmus test for a bag.
Okay, now I understand what you guys are saying. That's not a put down.
No.
But
yours doesn't look like it's made to carry a laptop.
You've accessorized perfectly.
So what you're saying is, I'm dressing perfectly according to this faggot?
You are basically doing what he's telling you to do.
Your bag.
Okay.
Is to ask yourself, if I saw this sitting unattended at an airport, would I call security or want to steal it? If theft is the answer, that's your bag.
And if I saw you sitting in an airport, I'd want it.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
It's buttery.
Do you get the impression, usually when he uses the phrase man bag, he's not talking about
it? I don't think so.
Belt. Personality starts in the crotch region, but you knew that. Get a vintage leather strap and find a belt buckle that says something about your personality.
Where are we going now? What's going on here? Hold on a second.
This has gone from just getting like a bag for your computer to something about your crotch.
Velvet, your crotch.
If you don't have a personality, try a Disney character. Thumper, perhaps. Collect call from Mr. Technology Guy. Cell phones are not accessories. Take it off your belt now. Watches. The one bit of bling you're going to invest in will probably be a watch.
Okay, you know what, Buzz? You're not going to get any tips here on being a sexy man.
Okay.
But
I wanted to hear his watch tip.
Oh, okay, Mike. Please.
Okay.
Please. These Queer Eye tapes, I shouldn't have brought them out because they're like potato chips.
Mm-hmm. I love them.
You hear one.
So why not make it a great one? Even though this is an area to shine, I don't recommend gold for most men. Steel and silver will stand the test of time. Here's your license to zhuzh.
Well, you're happy because you have a silver watch.
Aren't you happy that you have the right man bag?
I have the
belt. Does that make you feel good in a way?
Yeah.
You know, if we have to be real honest, you know?
Yeah.
Because maybe he's right.
Why don't you explain it to me? Thank you for explaining it to me, Mike.
My pleasure.
At first, I thought I was screwing it up.
Who doesn't want to be pretty?
Right. And now it's over.
Oh, is that? Okay, that's the end of that. All right, Buzz, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go to some of these calls. 877-365-3636. We have callers from throughout America, from Las Vegas, Wichita, Sacramento, Reno, Portland, Baltimore, Sacramento, D.C. Let's start WJFK. Nancy.
Yes.
WJFK FM in Washington. Nancy, and we're just going to take the first person that passes the test here to make the call, $100 and flowers for your mom. Why is your mom deserving of the sexy Mother's Day call from Buzz?
Well, let's see. She's got a breathy voice because she smokes. So she's also got a deep, scratchy smoker's voice.
Yeah.
She's got, well, you have to make sure she puts her teeth in. So she's got,
How old is your mom?
I'd say she's my mother-in-law. She's 74.
74.
Mother-in-law.
Do you think she's sexy?
She may think she's sexy.
I don't.
Technically.
You know what? I really think you get the mother-in-law pass, but everybody else,
yeah,
it should be their mom.
It's got to be your mom.
5 grooming treatments to try before you're 35.
Ryan.
The facial.
Okay, well, I'll stop it right there.
Yeah, perhaps you should. Yes, now that's rhyming, kids.
The queer eye for the straight guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike. Here is, Ernie from Nevada. Nevada. I screw it up all the time. Ernie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
I think you should nominate my mother because she got over cancer 2 years ago and has a breast job, and she's tattooing her body up to death, and she sleeps with everybody in Phoenix.
You know, there's a little too much hatred for mom there.
Uncomfortable there.
You start with cancer.
You know, it's got it. This is based in love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here is Matt, Las Vegas. Matt.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for listening. Matt, why should your mom get the sexy Mother's Day call from Buzz?
Oh, let's see now. She's petite.
Sweet. I'm getting
creeped. Let's see now. She's single now.
Hi.
Recently lost her husband.
Oh. How recently?
How recently?
She's been... How recently?
Yeah,
8 months ago.
That's fine. Body's cold.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Not enough information.
Repeat after me.
Okay.
I am worthy of couture.
Of couture.
Let me just say, I don't mind if your mom is married.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And here is Kevin. Kevin in Virginia, listening on JFK. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. Kevin, why should Buzz call your sexy mom?
Well, my mom is the equivalent of Dolly Parton.
Ooh.
She's about 67 years old, biggest heart, and she still dresses like with the tiger patterned shirts.
Oh, I got you, like the Peg Bundy outfits.
Exactly.
And your mom at 67, she still has the full breast?
Oh, yes, she does.
Okay.
And you said she had a big heart, right?
Yes, she does.
You know, so this is a little loving call. I mean, this is a kid that wants to make his mom happy.
That's right.
What's your mom's first name?
Pat.
Pat, and how old is Pat?
She's 67.
Yeah, Buzz, do you think she warrants the further quizzing?
I'm up for Pat.
Really? So to speak. Who is the celebrity you think she most resembles? Back in the day. You know, in your mom's heyday.
I still got to go with Dolly Parton.
Does she have the blonde hair? The blonde what?
The tint.
Tinted
hair.
We were all looking at the delay button like, who should hit it?
How much time do we have left?
I sometimes wish this was TV. Did you hit it? He said blonde.
Rob hit it.
He said blonde.
Blonde tint in her hair.
Tint.
Exactly.
T-I-N-T.
Look
on your face. T-I-N-T.
All of our faces. You know, really, we're just trying to do our job.
I need to center myself. Give me a moment with the queer guys. Queer guys?
Here's your license to judge.
Thank you.
the look on your face. We didn't know what the guy was saying.
No.
Right, Buzz, just tell us if she's blonde or not.
What else do you need to know about her, Buzz? What color are her eyes?
Blue eyes.
Blue eyes. And what do you think your mom looks sexiest in? What's her sexiest outfit?
Oh, her tiger pattern shirt and her black tight pants.
What's she like to do?
She'd
like to dance, go out dancing, shopping.
She likes shopping and going on trips like touring.
Touring?
Touring.
Oh, all right. She's a traveler.
Yes.
All right.
She likes to go on cruises, things like that.
Who's your mom's favorite TV star?
Oh, favorite TV
star. Or movie star, either one.
Oprah.
Who? Oprah.
Oprah.
How about one that she has a romantic fantasy?
Like a male star.
A male star.
How about a funny one? How about Conway Twitty?
Only if it's real.
Only if she's hot for it.
She really has been. Tom Jones is another one.
All right, go with Tom Jones. Right.
Does she like any part of the country? You know, does she like to travel any part of the country where it's romantic?
She likes to go on cruises, so she likes to go into the...
Oh, cruises, good one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. Hold on a second. We'll get the number. And what's your mom's name again?
Pat.
Pat. All right, hold on a second. We'll have Joe get the number, and then we'll make the call.
Part 4.
Hi.
Fashion.
Fashion.
I always had a thing for clothes. I was the first kid in the fourth grade to have Calvin Klein jeans.
These guys, these queer eye guys.
Hey, they're hot.
These tapes are funny always.
Mm-hmm.
Look on tape.
I quickly graduated to Fasson Disco Denim, and it was all over.
Yeah, go send that to Dr. Freud.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first with Calvin Klein jeans when I was four.
Lucky.
Or fourth grade. Oh, you got the number, Rob?
I'm calling Pat.
Okay, we're calling Pat right now.
What's his name?
What's
Kevin.
His... Kevin.
Kevin, is he still there? Hold on, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kevin? Here he is. Kevin.
Hey, can I tell you one more thing?
Sure.
She just recently broke her ankle the last 3 weeks because she was running out to get in the car. My dad was parked, and she slipped on a...
Sounds like an ankle massage to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mike, hold on.
Massage those swollen ankles.
Remember that commercial we used to love with the guy with the old woman?
Oh, yeah. With the
guy
at now between the toes.
Between the toes. Remember
the greatest commercials ever.
Do you have a number where we could reach her?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. No. Oh, I really wanted to talk.
Yeah,
okay.
We do all
that. All right. Yeah, keep the dragon in the castle there, Buzz.
Oh, hey.
You know what I'm saying? Keep the cow in the barn.
And we need to speak her for a plain surprise. But if she's at the beauty shop, I guess that's a win-win.
Oh, the beauty shop would be even better.
Okay, I know, but we need to talk to Pat. Hold on one second. Won't you hold on a moment? Won't you hold on?
Who's that you're talking to?
That's a dad.
That's the old man. You want to say hi to him?
All right, Buzz, you ready? Ready to have some fun?
Hold on, let me make sure.
I don't know.
Hang on, sir. We're going to put your voice in the air.
When in doubt, you got to pull an audible sometimes.
Here we go.
We invested a lot of time in Pat.
Hey, Kevin?
Yes?
How do you think your dad will take the call?
I think it'll be all right. He might even try look up the number for us at the beauty parlor.
No, we don't have time. Buzz just has to pass the message along.
Now, Don, which way do you want to go with this? Do you want Buzz to profess his love for Pat, or what's your father's first name?
Gaines.
Well, it's Mother's Day.
Oh, it is Mother's
Day. So he's got to talk about it.
Okay.
And the message is from Kevin.
Right.
About what a sexy lady Pat is.
You can kind of like lecture the guy, Buzz.
All right, hold on there. Hey, Kevin, what's your dad's first name?
Gaines.
Gaines.
Well, like Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesburg.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Gainesburg.
Hold on. Hello. This is Gaines.
Gaines.
Here we go, Buzz. I know this is not exactly the way we had planned this, but I love it when the show goes like this.
I do too.
Hello, Gaines.
Yes, sir.
Gaines, you're on the air. I'm Don. This is my best buddy, Mike.
Gaines, this was all designed for a Mother's Day call to your wife, but since she's not available right now, we're going to have to hold on, Gaines. What we're going to do is we're going to let you receive the special call from Buzz.
It's a message from your son, Kevin, and if you could pass this message along to Pat on Mother's Day, it would be appreciated. Are you ready?
I could do that.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you, sir. The man you're going to be speaking with now is Buzz.
You don't have to do a lot of talking, though, Gaines.
You just have to do the listening. And if you can, pass this message on. Buzz?
Gaines? This is Buzz. Kevin gave me this number. I was hoping to reach Patricia. But I see I've contacted instead the man she married wrongly.
Right, 49 years ago.
Mistakes can be corrected, Gaines. I understand the woman you're married to has a broken ankle.
Yes, sir, she does.
I, sir, have a broken heart.
Oh, wow.
I can repair that ankle.
You can repair it.
And as I understand it, Patricia can
right.
heal my heart.
And I'm working on it myself.
Keep working on it, buddy.
All right.
I want to take Patricia, Pat. I want to take her. I understand she likes shopping. And I want to take her shopping for love.
Oh, wow.
I understand she likes to go on cruises.
Yeah?
I want to take her cruising for love.
Take her to the Love Canal.
I want to look into those blue eyes and that balcony that inspired Shakespeare. I want her to wash me when I'm dirty. I want her to spank me when I'm bad.
Right.
I understand she's a good cook.
That is, she is.
I understand she knows how to cook.
Yes, sir, she does, and I miss her here.
I hear she really knows how to cook. I want to say to Pat, cook for me, baby. I understand Pat's 67 years old.
Right.
To me, Gaines, that's his experience. And like Kevin, only in a different way, I want to call Pat Mommy. My message,
yes, bud?
That I'd like you, Gaines, to pass along to Pat is have a sexy, sexy, sexy Mother's Day.
That's the one. Yeah.
All right.
Will you pass that along, Gaines, to Pat?
I'll pass that along.
You tell her Buzz call.
All right.
Gaines, would it be possible, sir, that you could repeat any of that message to me, anything that you remember?
Oh, I can repeat the sexy part.
Go ahead, sir. What's the message for Pat?
Sexy, sexy, sexy.
Sexy, sexy. Here is
that's the gist of it.
Here is your son, who also, you might find this disturbing. He thinks his mom's sexy.
Yeah, he wanted Buzz to make the sexy call.
Here's Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Dad?
Hey, Kevin, that worked out great with your dad.
All right, I appreciate it. That's great.
I think we've got both men in the family a little awkward right now, which is just what we wanted
that's
to do.
What we hope.
Yeah. Listen, Kevin, for your mom, Pat will send flowers and $100 in cash for Mother's Day.
The flowers are
from
me.
That's great.
Well,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
The flowers are from me.
Well, if you insist, Buzz.
I do.
And
I'll see that she takes me out to dinner.
You got it.
See that she does.
Thank you, Gaines Burgers.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Hello to Kevin. Hey. Yeah.
Kevin, what caused you to get, like, cranial cramp all of a sudden? Are you a little uptight about this?
Who, me?
Yeah, you, Kevin. Yeah.
No, I'm not. He'll take it in fun.
Okay.
Kevin, you got the Sopranos prize pack.
I'm not kidding.
Dumbest all new episode of The Sopranos, Sunday at 9, 8 Central. That's from HBO.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's great.
His mother's a good sport, so she can take it.
Yeah, yeah. She's got a great sense of humor.
We heard she can take it.
Give her my best, if you could.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Gaines.
All righty.
All right, bye-bye.
I get to say bye to Kevin?
Yeah, oh, sure you do.
All right, Kev.
Bye. Hey, nice talking to you, Dad. I'm glad you got to hear that.
Yeah.
So long, future son.
I'm sorry I'm not your mother, but I'm still your dad, okay?
All right.
I love you much.
Love you, too.
And I'll have her to call you maybe tonight, okay? You going to be home tonight?
Yeah. I'll be home tonight.
Have her call me.
Make sure she's calling when it's bath time, Kevin.
Well, Kevin, you get those numbers and you can pass them along. Because
what I said about old people, I love them, but get them out to the camps. Get them to the leisure camps right away.
Right. His mother's a good writer, so she'll write
you. All right. Okay.
Thanks, Gaines. Thank you, Gaines. Kevin, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
We're putting you both on hold now.
Hold on. I'm just hanging up on Gaines.
All right.
Bye, Gaines.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, all right, dude. Thank you. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Tell your mom have a sexy, sexy Mother's Day.
That's right.
I'm sure she'll get a kick out of it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Hold on.
So long, son.
There they go. You know, after speaking so long with both of them, I kind of would love to speak with the mom and see what she's like.
Maybe tomorrow. We'll follow up tomorrow. And did you call him son?
I did.
I heard that, son.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. That's me, baby.
He made it up.
Buzz?
Yeah.
What's your lead story tonight, Scott?
Today, why Michael Jackson may go to...
Hold on, I'm playing your sexy music.
Yeah, he wants you to read the...
It'll be highly inappropriate.
Oh, really?
Not that wasn't, you know. Today, baby, why Michael Jackson may go to jail for something.
Okay. Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it didn't work.
See what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but still, you said it's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I did. What's the second story? Is the second story sexy?
Even sexier. The second story.
Even sexier than Michael Jackson going to jail?
But my gal, Martha Stewart.
Oh, now there you go.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments. Coming up on
coming
the
up.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's rare that an event comes along that brings everyone together on one night at one time. And tonight's the night. Friends finale night.
Oh, we're sorry.
After 10 amazing years, it's time to say goodbye.
I'm just thinking of all the stuff I should have said and I didn't.
Find out once and for all what happens to Ross and Rachel, Phoebe and Joey, Monica and Chandler.
Oh, you. And some other stuff I'm going to pretend I don't see.
It's the night that everyone will be talking about.
Please stay with me. I am so in love with you.
And later, catch the entire cast together one last time on The Tonight Show.
Oh, weird.
On the set of Friends.
I guess this is it.
Mike, we're not as good as Buzz and his wife, but let's try.
Okay.
Remember when you were a kid, you gave your mom gifts like the macaroni? Oh, this is what
I remember
this.
More things than you do.
Christmas commercial of every day, the macaroni deck.
I'd like to perform as Marsha on this.
Plaster handprints and clay ashtrays. She loved them so much. She still has them today, but you should... Don't send her that junk. Send her the Vermont teddy bear.
I wish you were more thoughtful. Big boy.
Ask about the mama's boy bear with the heart-shaped mom tattoo. Or totally spoil your mom. Breakfast in bed, mom, wearing bacon and egg print pajamas.
I heard that.
Overnight Saturday delivery is guaranteed. Mother's Day is Sunday. Takes 5 minutes to order. Call 1-800-829-BEAR and shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com.
You can take some time out of your busy schedule, well, can't you, Mr. Man?
Tell them Don Mike sent you.
What?
WKFK. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on a second. What?
What? I just said, oh, Michael J.
That's all. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
And it's hard to tell. Sometimes we barely get this baby on the air.
Well, there are a lot of buttons to push over there for you.
I know that we're a finely tuned machine, but sometimes we just barely make it on the
they
air.
They respectfully decline.
Yes.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, you. Time for Buzz's News and Comment, brought to you by Smoke Break. Hey, smokers. Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break.
Oh, dear.
The revolutionary tablet for smokers. Available now at fine retailers. Buzz, before you start the news and comments,
all right.
The first story is about Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Want you to know that tomorrow, we've got the phone number for Pat. We're going to call her back.
Oh, good.
And see if the dad gave her the message.
Yeah, and if she didn't, you're going to need Buzz to kind of repeat it.
I've saved my notes.
And how fast is the production team here at radio station WJFK?
They're on the ball
like
today.
Lightning.
We just did that that Mother's Day thing, and they turned it into a commercial. This is not kidding.
Wow,
I'm
fast.
Proud of you. It's a 15-second commercial WJFK made. Pretty good. Listen to this.
The Don and Mike Show.
I would do it with my real mom if I didn't hate her freaking guts. My real mom is probably a dead crack whore somewhere. Happy Mother's Day.
Don and Mike. Afternoons 2 to 7 on 106.7 WJFK.
And isn't that amazing?
They turned that around in one of our short commercial breaks?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
That's right, Buzz.
That's amazing. That's
wonderful.
Right. Well, they multitask and, you know... Really, our commercial break? Oh, never mind. Never mind. Everybody knows they're 10 minutes long.
Kidding.
Buzz, Michael Jackson.
Yes, we're just now getting an understanding of the.
This is Carmichael.
Yes, yes, yeah. Right. We got that money. We're just now getting an.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi, Mr. Drysdale.
Hello, Mr. Shannon, or Michael Moore, as you'd like to be called. My name is Milburn Drysdale. Well, we're only beginning to understand the 10 new felony charges against Michael Jackson, and. Now we're told that at least one of those charges could guarantee a prison sentence. Perhaps even more serious than the child molestation charges is the charge of conspiracy to abduct a child. That charge appeared for the first time last Friday when Jacko was back in court.
I'm going to drive the van.
Tell the truth! Show that you free!
What, you Michael? You wait on the sidewalk. I'll drive the van and then throw him in.
Bye. Bye, Michael. Experts say it could be this particular charge could be the focal point of the prosecution's case. They say the charge, which includes false imprisonment and extortion, will be the hardest for Michael's lawyers to defend against. Former Jackson associates also face that charge, and prosecutors might agree to go easier on them if they testify against their ex-boss. Word is some of them have already agreed to cooperate.
So here's the deal. If they're all going to go down for this, mm-hmm. no pun intended,
right.
They're all going to go down for this. They got the people who are going to flip now
mm-hmm.
and squeal on Michael Jackson.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. He's should not say he's Jacko. I'm not a Jacko.
I'm not a Jacko.
Mm. How do you feel when they call you? Wacko Jacko. Where'd that come from? Some English tabloid.
Which pair of young boys' underpants did that story come from, Michael?
Yeah. Jesus.
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me.
Good.
It's not nice. Don't do it. This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal.
Anyone can share the D.
How do you feel? Yeah, Wacko Jacko. Where's that? Some English tabloid.
All right.
Wow.
That's good. You know, his defense team should pray mm-hmm. that somewhere the prosecution doesn't have those old tapes like we do.
Yeah, it's very, very,
of him
very,
doing his yeah. serious mm-hmm. sit-down interviews with Barbara Walters.
Please, Wacko Janko.
So what you're saying, Buzz, is it doesn't matter, not that it doesn't matter, but the charges of, he may have touched the kid, done something, if they kidnapped a kid, mm-hmm. they took a kid, there are people that are involved. If they roll over on him, again, mm-hmm. no pun intended.
A conspiracy is more than one person, and if that other person or persons is willing to testify that there was a plot to hold a kid or kids against their will, that's going to be a lot easier to prosecute than the molestation charge.
It wasn't false imprisonment.
No?
What was it, Michael?
It was fantasy imprisonment. It was a pretend jail.
Martha Stewart loses again. This time, her lawyers argued she should get a new trial because one of the jurors lied about his arrest record. Martha herself was essentially convicted of lying, so it could be argued she truly was, judged by a jury of her peers. Just my observation. The jury, by the way, was never convicted. Juror, rather, was never convicted of anything. He was just arrested for a domestic dispute.
You know, when I heard about this, isn't it, you get a jury, mm-hmm. and the lawyers for both sides are responsible
right.
for picking the jury,
right.
and that's the way it works. I think when you get your jury, you get your jury. That's it.
Right.
I mean, it's the lawyer's job on both sides to pick the right jury.
There's a screening process, and he did lie about being arrested, but as I said, he wasn't convicted of anything, and as the judge has ruled, whether he was or wasn't, whether he lied or didn't, it did not and would not affect the outcome of the trial.
I like a runaway jury.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah, of course.
Runaway jury.
You like that movie.
I like the book better. I like the movie, but yeah, I like the movie too. I like just about anything John Cusack's in.
Runaway jury.
I like Joan Cusack, but I'm very afraid of this new movie. And that she's doing with the Goldie Hawn's kid? Who's the beautiful girl?
Kate Hudson, yeah.
Yeah, the movie looks just as dumb as all get out.
Probably.
And the problem with Joan Cusack is I think she's talented.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's sexy. Mm-hmm. I think she looks a little too much like her brother.
Has anyone ever seen a scene where they are actually acting right next to each other with a one shot?
I don't think so. John and Joan Cusack?
I think they're the same person.
Interesting.
I think John and Joan are the same person. You put the right amount of makeup on John, you take the makeup off, you got Joan. Or vice versa. I'm just trying to picture the makeup on John.
Mm-hmm.
Not to diminish the horrible photos we've seen from Iraq, but you can doctor pictures. A new report says some of the graphic images of American troops raping Iraqi women came from porn sites in the U.S. and Hungary. The report says these adult websites may not have realized how the pics would be used. It says the photos were picked up by at least two Arab websites that opposed the U.S. occupation of Iraq.
Hey, you know, Buzz, excuse me, you mentioned Arab, and when Bush was on Arabic TV yesterday,
right?
I think I told almost everybody this, and I said it on the radio, fascinated me, the way that foreign countries do things, and I'm assuming that everything that has to do with technology
right.
or TV starts here.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing the interview with Bush, and every once in a while, on the bottom of the screen, when the Fox News crawler runs out
right.
for a second,
right.
it drops off the screen, and you see that they have the news crawl in Arabic,
just like we do.
And
yeah.
I'm laughing at it because, you know, it's like, well, it's Arabic.
Yeah.
It's
right.
It's like little... It's like they're drawing little chairs and little tables that mean words.
Yeah. You're a curious man, aren't you?
And at the bottom of the screen.
And you laugh like a hyena.
It's going by and I'm going, look at the squiggly. Chair, table, giraffe, chair, table, giraffe. And then Fox put theirs back on. Yeah. But even...
Oh, it was good to see that.
So you turned their writing into a Rorschach test then.
Yes, and even in Arabic TV,
right.
They've got that same junk running on the bottom of the screen as we have running.
Interesting.
And about that junk
on the infidels.
Yes.
I know everybody hates the junk on the bottom of the screen.
Right.
The crawl.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I just wish they'd slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing worse than when you're watching CNN or Fox News and you see something and it's like the last two would be like Chris Rock dead ... and then You got to wait for the thing to cycle all the way through and
right.
until you...
Sounds like somebody needs to subscribe to Joe TV.
until it gets around again, and then you see...
That's got a super slow crawl on Joe TV.
Yeah.
And it doesn't move evenly either. It just kind of staggers along. Yeah, for words, it actually stops stutter steps when they're words that appear to be difficult.
Because you got to wait to go through all of the news stories and all of the weather and all of the sports. So finally it says, and in entertainment news, Chris Rock has dropped out of a movie. Someone says his career is dead.
Or a good one starts to crawl just as they're going to break and they fade it to black in the middle of the headline.
Which is why ESPN News is good. ESPN News keeps the crawl even during commercials.
But regular ESPN doesn't all the time during SportsCenter, right?
No, they don't. They drop it out.
It's frustrating. You know what the Arabs do.
Hold on. Dave.
Hey, and don't forget, in Arabic, the crawl goes backwards. Because they read backwards.
I wondered about that.
Does the crawl go backwards?
So it goes from left to right. Right.
He's right. He's right. So it wouldn't be chair, table, giraffe. It would be giraffe. Table
in chair. In China, would it crawl up the side of the screen?
Yes, it would,
Buzz.
Because they read vertically.
Yes, they read up and down, not left and right.
And it makes perfect sense to them.
All right, thank you, Dave. Oh, Dave. That chimes for you. Thanks for being a good caller.
Thank you.
See
you. Bye.
I give you a prize if we had anything.
So what I'm saying is that although obviously many of the Iraqi abuse photos we've seen are real, apparently, according to this account anyway, some of the ones we've seen of American soldiers supposedly raping Iraqi women actually came from porn websites in Hungary and here in the United States, one in Pennsylvania. Apparently, what we're told now is that these photos were picked up from the porn sites by Arab groups who are then using it as propaganda against us. One of the sites thought to be using the fake pictures is the Committee for the Defense of Saddam Hussein. They apparently got the photos from the American sex site Iraq Babes, based in Pennsylvania, and a Hungarian website called Sex in War. The so-called victims in those photos are actresses.
You know the website from Hungary?
All right.
I love it. I mean, I'm sorry to hear that it's got that. It's www.hungryhungryhippos.
Oh, yeah.
It's the greatest Hungarian porno site you've ever seen.
Man, it's fantastic.
Hungry, hungry hippos.
Great if you like hair.
As for the...
Everywhere, Mike.
Yeah. As for the real abuse that's occurred in Iraq, President Bush has reportedly been yelling at Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld about that. The publishing of those photos forced the president to publicly condemn the abuse yesterday.
Can I stop you right there? I read this story, too, about the chastising of Donald Rumsfeld.
Well, there's more, but go ahead.
For anybody that knows anything about spin and PR in the way, this is an orchestrated press release. This is what they have gotten together in their White House PR room and said, this is what you're going to come out and say. You know, for anybody that thinks, hey, I was, you know, this comes from a source that was outside the door and heard President Bush yelling at Donald Rumsfeld, don't believe that for a second. This is what, you know, all of this, all you have to do is watch The West Wing to know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you present this, and this is, I can actually hear the people getting together and go, Mr. President, we suggest
one
you,
thing he did,
we leak a story that says you were chastising, you were yelling at Donald Rumsfeld to appear strong.
Today when he was on TV, before you got to the office, he was doing that thing with King Vitaman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When the first question he was asked was, people think Donald Rumsfeld should step down or you should fire him. He kind of lollygagged around it, but then at the very end, he just said...
He said, I'm going to keep him.
I'm going to keep him. He's the guy.
Yeah.
So he answered the question. I mean, right or wrong. Yeah,
but you know, they have to present.
Yeah, they want the perception
that he's mad, and I don't buy it. And I really don't. I don't buy it for a second.
And how did the president describe Rumsfeld as a Secretary of Defense?
He is a very good Secretary of Defense.
There you go.
That's the first thing. And just one more. Rob wants me to mention his favorite Hungarian website.
Yes.
www.hungrymandinners. As long as we're on the topic of hungry, which we were.
That also, lots of hair. Yeah,
great cabin roll.
Wonderful. So supposedly, we're told anyway, that the president was chastising Rumsfeld about the abuse and the lateness of the reports. One report says Bush knew about the abuse as early as mid-January. His people say he only realized how serious it was when CBS News broadcast the pictures last week. Bush has reportedly had a word with Rumsfeld about being kept in the dark about the severity of the problem. There are even reports Rummy could lose his job over this, and some senators, even Republicans, are calling for his head. Rumsfeld faces those senators in a hearing tomorrow.
That is where it could get hairy,
right.
with no matter how much spin the White House puts out on this.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up there in front of Republicans and Democrats.
Well, he's really going to get chastised then.
Anyway, here, Donald Rumsfeld responding. Here he is.
And this you should not do. You should not say he's an animal.
Okay. Thank you. Donald Rumsfeld.
That's a scolding.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back on the campaign trail, Bush's Yes, America Can bus continues to roll across the countryside. Just one problem, the bus was made in Canada. Yes, America Can, that bus made in Canada.
God bless America.
By a British and Swedish cooperative.
He's a smart man, our president, isn't he?
It's part of the attack.
Yes, they're going to attack us now, Rob.
This will
not go over well in states like Ohio and Michigan, where thousands of vehicle manufacturing jobs have been lost. But the wheels on the bus go round and round, and so does the spin control. One Bush campaign official quickly adds that many of the components on the bus were actually made here in the U.S.
You know, again, this guy, the people around him, and I was taking the bus today when I was watching this, and really, I'm trying to be as unbiased as possible.
Right.
He's just such a dumb guy. You would think he'd have smarter people around him.
Yeah.
I mean, the bus being made in Canada. You mean there's nobody in that organization that double checks?
You would think they would have a protocol where they would check everything that he had anything to do with.
Right.
You know, to make sure it's an American made,
and
you are the president of the United States.
And the worst part is, they leave him out to dry.
Right.
When a detail like that, which is not Bush's fault.
And you know, really, I mean, I don't care, you know, and being, no matter what your politics are, that's the kind of garbage that I wish we would get away from.
Oh, I like it.
Making that into a me. If that, anybody that would take that is,
but Mike, it's not
significant.
But it's not significant, but it's one of those small little things.
Right.
That that it's great when you get him in that situation, because they didn't even prep him, like to say, oh, it's mainly American made, or it wasn't my fault.
It's very cool if you catch him like at a press conference and they throw that one. Did you realize your bus was made in Canada? And then, of course, they're all trained, and we'll look into that.
It's a very good bus.
You should have seen it today. The first question, and I give a real credit to the guy after they got done, him and the King of Jordan, the first question is, most Americans think Donald Rumsfeld should be fired or should be resigned. Mr. President, what say you? And he was very measured. Donald Rumsfeld is a very good Secretary of Defense. I looked at Buzz and I said, I'm not kidding. Nothing for the show now.
Right.
This man's a moron. This man's a moron.
Haven't you come full circle?
Yeah. You know, he knows the question is coming. He's had all the meetings you've just talked about, Mike. You would think he's prepped for this question.
You're looking for something a little more articulate,
it's
right?
It's the first friggin' question. They say, what about Rumsfeld? You going to fire him? Should he resign? And he really pondered.
Maybe throw in a little something about served his country well.
Yeah.
A little something about in our time of need, he was there.
Here's what he comes up with. Donald Rumsfeld is a very good Secretary of Defense. Like a friggin' dope! You goddamn idiot!
You can just see his brain searching for words.
You dummy! And how come there's nobody sitting back there with the earpiece and like watching this in a TV van? One of his people going, you know, abort, abort, get him off the stage! Get him off the stage now! Christ, he's forgotten the responses! He's just up there saying he's a very good defensive guy! Dope. Stupid friggin' dope. And we're in a war that we don't want to be in. And look around America and look at all the signs at Tasty Freeze. And look at, Buzz, I'm not kidding.
No, I know.
Look at Tasty Freeze. Look at your local cleaners. You know what the signs say instead of the special of the day? The signs say, we support our troops.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that means? We support our troops, but the fact that you have us in this war is half-baked. You dope. We support the people that you've sent over there because Daddy didn't do the job, and that's all you want to do is finish Daddy's work.
I don't think I've ever been more happy or proud.
As the price of gasoline. Really, he's stupid. He's a stupid man. He's one of the he's the most powerful man in the free world. Donald Rumsfeld. Let me think about this one for a minute. Donald, he's good. No, he's very good. Is a and that's how he speaks, like Joe. Is a very good. God. Dope. Freaking dope.
And as the price of gasoline continues to rise, some folks in Michigan thought they'd found a way to get it free. Someone figured out that they could get away with a full tank of gas.
Hey, I heard this story already.
You think you'll enjoy this.
I already heard it.
Someone figured out they could get away with a full tank of gas from one chain of stations simply by swiping their driver's license through the card reader instead of the gas credit card. And they told a friend, and they told a friend. 107 people from Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor thought they'd gotten away with it.
Ypsilanti.
Isn't that fun to say? Some of the individuals filling up as many as 15 times apiece, but those driver's license numbers got stored in the gas station's computer, making it easy for police to track down the pepper traders.
So every time, thanks for remembering that, Buzz. Every time they would go and put their driver's license in that thing authorized here, it would actually note, you know, Rob Spiewak, 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
I don't care what your machine says, I am not guilty.
Well, listen, incidentally, anybody that's looking for equal time about this thing with Bush, dial 1-800-KISS-IT. Okay? I was on that guy's side 4 years ago.
Yeah, I know you were.
Dead guys coming back every day. Just, you know what? The economy, I don't care.
Yeah, you didn't even have to bring up that part.
I was
happy with what you were doing.
Just get us out of Iraq. Get us out of Iraq. George Bush, listen to this.
And this you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. Should not say he's Jacko. I'm not a jackal.
Not a jackal. What's Buzz? I got all wet. Rob, I need my attack.
Yeah, he needs his attack.
You
had the vein coming out of your forehead. I don't know where that came from.
Ooh, boy, you know what it was?
That got you today, that little press conference.
Listen.
Don't get all started again.
Like, they don't prep him.
Yeah, well.
Come on, you could take a retarded guy, and I'm not kidding.
I know you're not.
You could take a guy with a 75 IQ, and you could say, for instance, you'd say, Alan Leinwand, listen, here is the deal. or
let them guys.
You could take Tom Gavin, and you could say, Tom, President Gavin, when they ask you about Rumsfeld, just say, I'm looking into it. I hear the American people. I will make a strong decision. I've thought about it. I'm going to keep him on.
Mm-hmm.
Have a response.
Right.
Instead, don't. He is a very good Secretary of Defense.
That's the part that made you angry.
What, the pauses, the obvious groping for words, the obvious trying to remember the prep.
It's like
that's unusual. I've never seen that before, guys.
You know, in the last.
Never seen that before, you know?
No?
It's not like something that, you know,
watch for it.
What, is this some kind of bulletin?
Yeah.
I mean, really, is this some kind of bulletin that we're all becoming aware of now?
We'll try to keep you up to date.
Mike, here's the thing. I was okay with it. When it was just the economy and when it was just jobs.
Well, that makes one of you.
When it was gas.
I'm not. I wasn't. No.
But now, it's like dead people. It's dead people in Iraq. And listen, what's wrong? Last thing, and I promise I'll stop screaming about it. What's wrong with him getting on TV and saying, listen, what our guys did with those prisoners, that's total 100% crap. It's not what the United States is about. I don't condone it. I detest it. I hate it. I'm sorry. It ain't what we're about. It's not going to happen again on my watch. What's the problem with that?
That would be perfect. You know,
the problem? You're stupid!
This whole thing.
Sorry, Mike.
This whole thing is. Don't apologize.
I was just screaming. You gave me a look. I'm screaming too much.
Just remember, Donnie, still the President of the United States, okay?
That's friggin' dope. I tell you what, you lost one vote right here, pal. And I voted for you because of my wallet all those years. Screw that.
Oh, wow.
Screw that money. Forget that, you dumb idiot.
Stupid idiot.
CBS promised.
Buzz, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I've wasted all this
time. No, not a waste.
What's next, Buzz?
Not a waste.
What's next?
CBS promised not to do a hillbilly reality show, but NBC didn't. That story's next.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you what wasn't funny. My commercial break.
Christ, I hate talking serious.
Yeah, Don, got a little. You know, I realized you were getting more of it from me than I.
You know,
really get into it. I don't do it on the radio because it is very serious to me, and it's not entertaining.
Right. Mike doesn't do it just like scream and say the guy's a dope. Mike says we should read this article in Vanity Fair. This is the end. I'm like, Vanity Fair. I think there was a good article about Demi Moore in that magazine. I don't remember anything about Rumsfeld in that magazine.
It's called The Path to War.
Well, all I know is that there's a dreamy picture of who's the pregnant girl? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, in
dreamy,
the front part of it. Yeah.
Dreamy photo of her.
I read the pictures too.
Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, what I was saying to you though, and talking about the other guy, I'd like to see the other guy step up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people feel that way.
Carrie?
Yeah, yeah. Time to step up a little. Let's get the debate going. Mm-hmm. Come on. Please.
Be a man. Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Don't sit on your hands. When word got out that CBS was planning to do a reality takeoff of the Beverly Hillbillies, there was a great uproar. Lawmakers and union officials who represent Sons of the Soil objected loudly. So CBS stopped working on the show, and NBC quietly began working on it. The pilot episode is already finished. The show, The High Life, takes a family from the backwoods of Appalachia.
You gotta give them some applause.
Yeah. To the good life in a Beverly Hills mansion.
Way to go, NBC. Yeah. All right. Yes. Sing it, Granny.
What do you think?
What?
Morning, eight critters was asleeping in my feet.
Oh.
And Swami, you're standing by your prediction. When you said it will be a smash, right?
It will be... A smash along the lines of the original Survivor.
Very good.
I agree.
I like to hear that.
That's good.
I'm there. I think a smash. And hold on. Is anybody else hungry?
I am.
I'm a Vittles. Hungry.
Mike, I'm so glad you asked.
Okay.
We have nothing but Vittles today.
What you're cooking for Vittles, Granny? What you're cooking for Vittles, Granny? What's for supper? What do you got?
Take a peek in your pot.
Let me take a peek in my pot.
No, let me, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, sexy bud.
Now, according to a spokesman for an Appalachian organization, it's been somewhat of a stealth operation, springing at us on us all at once so folks don't have time to organize against it. NBC has no comment, but the Appalachian guy goes on to say, for those of us who live in the region, it's not entertainment.
You know, Miss Hathaway, I would like to sing, too.
You, Chief?
Yeah. And I want you to join me.
Me, Chief?
Yes.
Me too.
I'm going to sing a song of love.
I'm going to sing a song of love.
You mean platonic love?
Oh, you mean platonic love? I'm a man, Chief.
Love of money.
Over to that piano.
Oh, splendid.
Yes, go over to the piano, Miss Hat.
I'm in love. Yes, I'm in love with money.
Money.
And that's not the only big secret inside reality TV. We told you about The Apprentice's empty suitcases and elevator to nowhere. Now we've also learned from People magazine that all the Survivor All-Stars had to share the same toothbrush if they cared to brush at all.
Eee.
The magazine also says the twins who got made over to look like Brad Pitt on MTV's I Want a Famous Face didn't make that choice themselves. The article says the boys merely mentioned Brad in passing, that it was the network that was so gung-ho about making Brad Pitt the goal. Speaking of makeovers...
Buzz, I want to mention Survivor All-Stars tonight. I only mentioned it because... You know, when the first Survivor came around, it was so hot we couldn't get anybody on the show.
Right.
Second Survivor comes around, we have CBS calling us, and then we said, "No, you know, we don't want these schmucks on."
Right.
Well, now this time it's got a lot of good people, so we've requested the Survivors, and CBS, because there's somebody in the PR department there who remembers us,
right,
said, "Hey, you know, you didn't want Survivor 3, so we're not going to give you the All Stars." Anyway, I know a guy who worked. Did you know Michael Hughes knows Rupert?
Oh, Rupert's my favorite.
Right. And Michael Hughes, he lives in Indianapolis.
And Rupert's the best guy on the show, I think.
Anyway, according to Infinity Vice President Michael Hughes, who's told me many times, as soon as Rupert is either wins or is kicked off,
oh, man, I hope he wins.
He'll come on the show.
That'd be great.
That would be cool.
You know, no matter who wins, Rupert is my favorite. I think he's fantastic.
He's the best. I don't mind Big Tom. I don't mind Big Tom. I don't mind him.
Yeah, I mean, you don't mind him, but Rupert...
I'm not saying I like him.
Don't you think Rupert's...
even though he's tough and he's just like they all are. I mean, you connive to do it. Don't you think Rupert's just the best guy? He's the guy's guy.
He's the anti Boston Rob.
Oh, Boston Rob. Speaking of Survivor and makeovers, Susan Hawk, remember her?
Oh,
she got a makeover.
Baby.
She got a makeover for tonight's edition of Extra. She got a breast job, an eye lift, and liposuction on her thighs and stomach. You'll see the results.
She's a truck driver,
yes,
right?
Yes, she is. Tomorrow night.
She's damn sexy.
A guy in a thirst.
Don't you remember on Survivor that she had the thing, she thought Richard Hatch walked by naked and touched her with her buttock?
That's right.
And she had the big scene with, he assaulted me!
And also, in the first one, she was the one that, if you were dying of thirst in the gutter.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I wouldn't give you a drop of water.
In sports, this year, Jennifer Aniston will be one of the people carrying the Olympic torch for the opening ceremony. Now I'm watching.
Yeah,
Toga. Finally, we've told you before about guys who've accidentally shot themselves with a nail gun, even in the head, but this guy got 6 nails in his skull.
6,
a half dozen. The Los Angeles construction worker fell on his nail gun, and it pumped 6 big ones into his brain.
This is so great. I seen it on the TV.
And on the internet.
The x-ray of the guy's head.
Look it up.
And then I saw the guy interviewed on TV. Now, he's not doing a great job of speaking.
Right.
And he has to work, obviously, and he has to work with a translator, but he is able to say,
I'm feeling fine.
Yeah, I'm
no problem.
Get to know Charlie.
Man, it was quite a fall. I'm feeling a little sluggish.
Get to know Charlie.
Miraculously, surgeons removed the 6 nails over a span of 5 days.
Ow.
It wasn't another construction delay. It was all very delicate. One of the nails was in his spinal column. Quoting a doctor, with injuries like that, he should have been dead.
No way.
Get me the name of that doctor.
Uh-huh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Bye, Buzz.
Bye, Charlie.
We gotta go. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Don.
Good day to you, Charlie.
You. It's Mother's Day.
Sophomore's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
I'll see you in the van, Rob. I'll see you in the brand new King van.
Yay. Bye.
Eat a lot.
Will we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.